Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I say switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox, but stay true to the game, faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot, like urinals at your funeral. I picked you out a lot, that's godforsaken in the earthquake. I left an aftershock, made your mommy tsunami. Hope you know she's on my job, cause I get athletic with it. My etiquette be off the charts, been hot since awesome to Marley Mar, Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin Quarter. The Red Parrot and Rooftop, known for doing the jeans, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch, tenant patrol what I'm building. Like penthouse, I stay on top, above the ground and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like rantings filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular, with me you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just skeeting. I ain't messing around, if she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Slide off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova player, president, no need for debating.
Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had our tribute to Whitney Houston. We had played some of her greatest hits, and we played some of her songs off her new CD. It was definitely a spiritual moment. Then we had Terrence Davis and Noon from HBG Records in the building, and we played two hot singles, Thing For You and Reachable Star, from one of their artists off the label, R&B singer Clue. He's doing big things, and he's coming with a unique style to the music industry. To hear his singles again, you can go on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud and type in GQ Palace, GEEQUE Palace, and hear Clue singles once again. We also had My Swagger Is Crazy in the Palace, letting us know about his birthday bash that's going down tomorrow, March 3rd, the Harlem Nights edition at the Paradise Theater. It's going to be bananas. And for the last part of our segment last weekend, we had Patrick Poodle from Universal Icon Production Records, letting us know about his record label and what he's looking for out of up-and-coming artists. To listen to last weekend's episodes, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace, that's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. This weekend, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Viola Brown with the GQ General Question for the evening. Then we have up-and-coming artist Kay Desert in the building from BAM Records. He's going to be letting us know what's going on with him, and we're going to be playing his smashing single, Burn It Up. After Kay Desert, we have another up-and-coming artist in the building, Cuddy Cud, and she's coming hard and taking the rap game to a whole new level as a female artist, and we'll be playing her single that's hitting hard, Dear God. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Viola Brown and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace. Love
you. It's fire, baby!
every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up. Pockets broke as hell, another rock to sell. People look at you like you's the user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about your stress-filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangerine, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping old 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G, I got P-A-I-D, that's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, 6 months for 20 down south. Packed up my tools for my raw power moves. Glock 19 for casket and flower moves. But Trump's trying to stop my flow. And what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for such a time and he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newports cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York. Catch me if you can like the gingerbread man. You better have your cat in hand cause man.
I
get big money, hard every day. If I spend big money, grown up to stay. Soon you don't get money, same on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money, hard every day. If I spend big money, grown up to stay. Soon you don't get money, same on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money.
So I get it, I'm here. In the fast lane, haters in my rear. Dime, I'm even my top, no, I got dough. She on the same tip I'm on, ready to blow. I'm sitting on your click, and your chick on the ride. And it drops 645, and you smile. That money on my mind all the time, gotta get it. I'm trying to see them figures like Jay Diddy and Fitty. My paper too thick, my wallet can't close. I got more rings than the universe sold. I don't feel none of y'all, cause my hands froze. Rolling all of this. I'm the man, yo, tag dope. Money on top of money, that's what I'm talking about. Bounce with me if you know this what I'm talking about. Popular dollar, I am who they talking about. Ain't talking dollars and I don't know what you're talking about.
Money, hard to say. If I spend big money, you don't understand. Then you don't get money, stay in on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money, hard to say. If I spend big money, you don't understand. Then you don't get money, stay in on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money.
Drive big cars, everybody know me, dollar rise. They call me the all pretty woman in my entourage. I'm a rock star.
Royal blue, Billy
is all the top. Getting money, player in the game, flipping out, I've been that. Now who else better can bring light skin back? A trill cat, fresh feet, matching fitted cat. Being broke is a state of mind, I ain't into that. The luxury that right above all, I'm really living at. And if you can relate, tell that DJ bring it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get up on this cash. I be on my toes while you sitting on your. Never had an all-night ball like I'm Jordan. I go real hard till I'm sitting on the fortune. I play real hard cause I work hard for it. That's why I'm at the bar tipping off y'all more.
Get big money, hard to say. If I spend big money, you don't understand. You don't get money, stay in on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money, hard to say. If I spend big money, you don't understand. You don't get money, stay in on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money.
All hundreds, no fronting. I live a good life every night, smash something. Getting chicken, only thing listed on the agenda. I get advance money, little homie, you a beginner. She wanna roll with him, she know how to spot a winner. She threw it at me fast like a baseball pitcher. Left hand on the wheel and my right hand liquor.
I hate a wanna jack in my lap, is a flicker.
Now I'm in the spot like them haters going through it. My music on the radio, your girl singing to it. Wishing she was with me cause she know that I'm the coolest. Got laid for days, my game is the bluest suit-ish. Working the trap and we all hustling. Doing what we gotta do to keep that money coming in. If I'm hoping that works, Dollar Simmons, I'm rushing it. So I'm on the clock, non-stop, for the love of
big money. Hard every day. If I spend big money, you don't understand. If you don't get money, stay in on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money. Hard every day. If I spend big money, you don't understand. If you don't get money, stay in on the main. Cause I'm getting to the money, I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money.
Dawson. and Divas, welcome back. I do apologize for that technical difficulty. But with me right now, I have Viola Brown. Viola, welcome to the show.
Hi, I am the infamous Viola Brown, talking to you from Harlem, New York.
I grew up in
the section in the Bronx. I have five beautiful kids, and I'm a single parent. Now, today's segment is called Endangered Species.
And Endangered Species? Well,
yeah.
I don't have to say nothing. I'm going to just sit back and let you just do your thing, Viola. I like you. Go on ahead.
I'm talking about our young youth that are killing each other out here, that we need to address this situation. And the only way we can really address this is starting in the home, in our own homes, with our own children. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I'm so tired and sick of tired of seeing our children dying every day out here, getting shot and killed. And the police are not their friends. They don't give a damn about us. And it's a shame that every time one of these young men walk out their doors, they're endangered. Either they're endangered by a bullet from another young man or that looks like them, or they're endangered by the police that harass them on the corners every day as they walk through, you know. And I know we have some young people that are out there doing stuff that they should not be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, it has to start in our home. We have to take care of our kids as far as, like, schooling them on what's good out here. And what's good out here is, like, going to school, getting your education, hold your head up high, and, you know, if you see your friends doing something wrong, you got to step back from that. You got to step away, because if you don't step away, you're going to be in some stuff that you don't want to be into. Like where I live at, I live in Harlem. I see this every day. Not too long ago, I was looking out the window and seeing some kids out there shooting at each other. One of the kids got shot. And thank God, he only got shot in the leg. But what if? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And the reason why I say this is because I live right here on 125th Street, you know, in Amsterdam. You know?
Okay.
Right. And so I see it so much, you know. And as the New Year's came in, New Year's Eve, guess where I was at? I wasn't at no New Year's party or making no New Year's dinner. I was at a funeral on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
And that's serious. And you know whose funeral I was at? I was at my little cousin's funeral. 17 years old. Got shot.
My condolences.
Oh, thank you. The thing is, I never met the young man. I never even had a chance to meet him. So I heard so much about how talented he was, the things that he did for his mom, the respect that he had. You know, and it's just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, to me, this is like a real serious situation with our young men. That's why I say endangered species, because the black man right now is in danger. Youth all the way up to grown, old-ass men. And I mean, I love my brothers. I love them. I just want my brothers to get it together. Get it together, brother. You know, and it's not hard, because see what it is, like us sisters, we got to stop putting our brothers down. We do. We have to stop looking at them as we want them to raise us, or we trying to raise them. Because, you know, and it's true. What happened to the woman being submissive to the man? I talk about it all the time to my boyfriend. And how, you know, we both agree that not only just a woman should be submissive, but a man could be submissive too to his woman. Because that's how it should be, you know, both parties listening and respecting one another's decisions. you know, and a woman, stop trying to be a man because you're not a man, you're a woman, and you're soft, and you're beautiful, and you should stay like that in your woman's place. And
okay.
The reason why I say woman's
place. Hold on for 1 minute, Viola. I want to get the phone number out, and we actually have a caller on the line for you already. All right?
Okay. All right.
So stay right there. All right, Dawes and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Viola to discuss her topic for this evening or stay on the line to hear the show. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Rich?
All right. We have Viola Brown on the line. Did you hear her topic for this evening?
Yes. How you doing, Viola?
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
What's your point of view on it? My point of view, man, first I want to say Rich did again. Viola, that was a very good point you made. I want to start at the end. When you mentioned about, you know, the women, you know, just need to, like, kind of like, you know, stop being so hard on the men, which is true because, see, some men, such as myself, I can speak for myself, right, you know, there's a time where, you know, they get in a relationship with a woman, you know, and they want to be so demanding, they want this and that. And a lot of men wants to, you know, to do anything they can to try to make their woman happy. And I'm talking about some of the men who's unemployed, right? Who's you know, just trying to take care of themselves. So now when you have a woman who's wanting this and wants that, these are some of the men who get out there and they say, and I quote, do what I gotta do, and you know, they get themselves in trouble, and you know, this is where they start robbing and maybe selling drugs. Now,
exactly.
It's by choice. It's really by choice.
That is so true. That is so
by
true.
By choice. You know, because I was one of those men before. Like, I had a woman. She, you know, I loved her, and I just wanted to do anything to make her happy, even if it was the wrong thing. The wrong thing to me was right, as long as she was happy, but not thinking about myself and thinking about the consequences behind my actions. You know what I mean? And last but not least, yes. A while ago, I was on the air and I spoke about relationships. And, you know, what do you do? And one of the things that I mentioned in the thing was, like, it all starts at home, education, you know.
Right.
Back in our age time, like maybe back in the 80s, when our parents, when we was like 17 years old, you know, we had, it was kind of like little morals and things like that. But then some of us come from broken homes, and we may see the way our mother and our father act towards each other. It could be abuse, meaning verbal or physical abuse. And some of us may think, hey, it's okay, and grew up that way, especially for the men, because that's the main topic you were speaking about, the men. So now, you know, we grow up like that. Now we have kids, right? And we don't, and it's kind of like we let them do what they want to do. Like, that's my son, you know, he gonna do what he want to do. I mean, because the father, we're doing what we want to do, what we used to seeing. So it starts at home. That's just my opinion.
No, but your opinion is right because, you know, like, it do start at home, you know, and the reason why I talk about this is because, and I'm not just addressing black men, but men in general that are not in the homes with their children, they don't know the effect that it takes on the children.
Exactly.
And the psychological problems that these kids go through. They go through so much stuff. You know, I'm talking from experience. You know what I mean?
But society
because
has a lot to play in that also.
Exactly. Society does have to take a big play in everything that's going on. But you know what I'm saying to our brothers that are not there with their children, that you might not get along with the mother, but still step up and do what you about to do for your children. And to the mothers that are not letting the brothers be there for their kids, you got to stop doing it.
Exactly.
You gotta let them be a man and be a parent to their children.
Wow.
You know, because it's not fair.
I think that has to do with ignorance, to be truthful.
Yeah.
Because if you
you're
have
right
a couple that's not getting along and they wanna take it out on the kids, well, you can't see your kids, that has a lot to do with ignorance. Just
it
like
does,
the man, you know, I think we discussed that a couple of weeks ago, the man with the child and he's not there for the kid. But then he get mad when the next man step up and be there for his child. So now he's mad because his child is calling his next man daddy when he should have stepped up to the plate from the get-go.
Exactly. That's right.
And we have another caller on the line.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have Viola Brown on the line. Did you hear a topic for this evening?
Yes, I did. Hi, Viola.
Hey,
okay,
sweetie,
what's
how
your
was?
Point of view on
I'm doing pretty good. My thing is, you know, yes, it is a lot of killing and stuff like that going on. Like in my area, we got these young kids, and I'm talking about teens from actually before teens that call themselves in these gangs and everything.
Oh, but that's a big problem.
I mean, you know, even if we got the mother and father together, when we've done our best to raise these kids, once they get away from us, you know, and we're not right there, we can't be with them 24/7.
That's right. You can't.
When they get away from us, we don't know what they're doing. You know, we can't always blame ourselves, but to a certain extent you can. But when they get away from us, we've done everything we can to raise these kids right. Hey, once they get out there, especially when they call themselves smelling their own ass, it's nothing you can do. If you raise this kid to be the best to their ability and they go out there and do stupid and dumb conniving things, what can you do?
I think at some point you could get into them a little harder also.
That's
you
true,
understand?
Too.
You could get down into them, you know, get with them, sit down, and really express to them mentally and let them know how serious the situation is, because if you're doing everything you can in your household,
right,
and they're going out, you know, it's that society. So in a way, you letting society win over the situation that you're dealing with in your household.
And you got some of these parents, I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, you go as another parent trying to talk to this parent like, yo, I seen Johnny out here. Man, he had a gun. You know, he was popping shit. No, my kid wasn't doing this X, Y, Z.
You know what? That's
you got,
a problem
you got those,
because it takes
exactly.
a village.
Exactly.
A whole village to raise a child.
Right. It really does. If you don't stick together, it's going to always. I mean, last summer, I'm serious. I mean, even up to now, I get so tired of hearing pow, 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 pow.
Oh,
and like
too.
I said, it's this shit down where I am, the Bloods and Crips. You don't even know what a fucking Blood or Crip is. Go to Cali and call yourself being one.
No way.
Yes.
Trust me.
No.
You wouldn't even make it a day.
No, not even a day.
You know, and the thing is, we have these older people selling these kids guns. You don't know what the hell to do with
a
gun.
Issue.
You know, and like you say, you walk out of your house. I don't even like going out at night.
Me neither.
I mean, because you could be that innocent person walking out, bam, and you're gone. It wasn't intended for you.
Can I, you know, I have everything everybody's saying is true. Now, I'm listening to everything, and I'm thinking about myself coming up in the projects, and I'm going to say the projects I used to live in was Bronzeville, right? Before I even moved
I'm
into the project.
I'm from Bronzeville.
I know you are, Viola. I know you are. I know exactly who you are. But anyway, before I moved into the project, I was a really good kid, really good kid. Went to school, sports, and everything, right? But then I got around and I seen how people older than me was walking around with these Puma sneakers and these chains and stuff like that. And I said, hey, I want to be like them. So I was hanging out with these same dudes. Now, here's the word, peer pressure, right?
Yeah.
And I fell into that, right? But that wasn't really me. But I got so deep into it that it started to become a part of my life. So what am I trying to say? A lot of these kids today, right, they have the tools that I didn't have, computers, after school programs and things like that. So I really won't say.
It's a lot to offer.
I'm not going to blame society so much. Can we say society? You're talking about like a group of people such as myself because I'm part of society. I have to blame it on the individual, because me as an individual, I made the choice. This is why I told my
story. There you go.
I decided to do what they wanted to do. It's nothing I wanted to do. It just I liked what they was doing. It was something new to me, and I got.
It was a trend. It was a trend that you want to be in.
You liked what they was doing. You was out in society, and you liked what they was doing.
It was new.
So you do have society to blame at some point in time.
Exactly.
So you can't say you can't say I don't blame society, but you went out there and you liked what they was doing. So you choose to do it. So you have a mind of your own. So you can even take that. You can even take that to where I'm going to listen to what my parents tell me because I know they're telling me the right thing. I'm just going to follow behind these guys that I'm dealing with in society and, you know, do what I got to do. I'm going to get the gun. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to have the pants sagging and all that. You understand?
Exactly.
So society do have its point in it.
But you know what? I'm from down south, right?
Right.
And my daughter, I mean, when my sister passed, my daughter went through a lot of changes. She was 10 years old. And, I mean, it was so sad. I didn't even have time to grieve for myself because I had to watch my baby. And it was something in my head kept telling me, you need to adapt her to bigger and more important things in life. So I chose to move to Philadelphia. And trust me, if any of you know, Philadelphia is no joke.
Yeah, I know.
Nowhere is really no joke, but Philadelphia is rough.
Yes,
it is. She was
just
adapted
like
because in West Virginia, where I'm talking about, you know, you got black and white basically, a few Indians.
Right.
When I can move to Philadelphia, I never ever knew of so many cultures. Never.
All right.
You know, because it was every culture that you could think of. So it adapted her, and she was, like, baffled, so was I. You know, like, Mom, these people up here crazy. You know, because they're, we can speak to a person 50 times a day. They're going to speak back, whether you know them or not. When we moved there, it was like, wow, you speak to somebody, they looking at you like they ready to kill you. You know,
Can I ask you a question? What is the solution? I mean, we can sit here and talk about this all day if I made a good point. What is the solution? As us right now, just being here, what is the solution?
Okay, we're going to get back to that. Give me 1 minute. We have another caller on the line. Let's bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Viola Brown on the line. Did you hear a topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
What's your point of view on it?
I think that the caller's on the line. I mean, we're speaking from good parents versus the parents who are not teaching their kids right from wrong.
And
not for nothing, I mean, we have a lot of young parents out there who the young parents are in the streets and they're doing as following their friends and filling into racist society and they're falling into the trap of black-on-black crime because what's happening is the kids are allowing themselves to get trapped in, now I wouldn't even say pressured, because you know what? Everybody has a mind of their own. If you know that you have a good life at home and you know your parents are raising you right and enforcing the rules at home, then granted, you should not do it. But does that happen? No. But
no.
Then you have the parents where the parents are not even enforcing the rules and regulations at the house. The parents are pretty much letting the kids run free. The parents aren't really getting the kids what they want. Either they can't afford it or they just don't think their kid needs it. So what happens? The kid's going to rob and steal and get it from somebody else. So you have to think of it that way, where, okay, yes, all of us might be good parents and we might raise our kids certain ways and we might install different rules and regulations and we try and enforce the way of life on our kids. But there's a lot of parents out there that don't do that.
They don't do that at all with their kids, you know, and that's not a good thing either.
But you know what? When the topic is like black on black crime, and we're talking about people where our black kids are killing other black kids, you know,
it's not even a matter of going out. That's a big problem right now.
But we're not talking about going out partying. You know, we're talking about okay, why is our black kids killing our other black kids? Okay, granted. Why is it?
True.
If anyone really wants to know, either one, they want something that the other person has. Two, they're trying to get in a gang and they have to harm this person in order to get into the gang. You know, so it's like you got to think of it that way. How can we help them? We can help our kids, but I know me personally, I'm not going to the neighbor next door saying, okay, let me help you raise your kid, because you know what? That neighbor's going to look at me like, excuse you? I don't need you to help me raise my kid. You know, it's not
And they look at you like you're crazy when you offer the help, right, when they know damn well they need it.
That's true.
Yeah, but you know what?
They know
But that's just like someone saying, you know what? I know I can't pay my bills. I know I need help paying my bills. But you know what? I'm just going to let my bills fall behind because my pride will not let me ask somebody else
for
help.
There you go.
When it comes down to raising our kids, guess what? If you don't raise your kids, the streets will raise your kids.
Yeah,
plain and simple.
What happens?
You let the streets raise your kids.
I see a lot of that out there.
If you let the streets raise your kids, then you know what? The kids is still going to be the black-on-black crime. And, yes, the topic is black-on-black crime, but there's so many other crimes out there that black children are doing, white children are doing. Everybody is doing
something. Every nationality.
Exactly. And the question is, why? You know, why are they doing this? Is there something that we can do that can help these kids? You know what? Even the after-school programs, even the mentor programs, even the big brothers and big sisters, guess what? If these kids don't want to change, it's not going to be a change. I would say reach out to the kids that's in your family. Try and save those first
before you try and save
the neighbor's kids.
Try and save theirs
because you know what? At the end of the day, you're only going to be able to help the kids that's in your immediate surroundings. Those that won't help. But, you know, you're not even going to be able to help the other ones because either one, they're going to be so far gone into the streets, they're going to feel like, you know what, I know a couple kids now. They say the gangs is their, that's their family. Why?
Exactly.
One, some of them were adopted. They don't know who their real family is, so they're bitter with that. Then they went into foster home, and they go from foster home to foster home to foster home.
That's right.
Trying to find a home. And guess what? These kids are bitter, and they're mad as hell.
And whatever happens to the other family members that are in those families that should reach out to their family members.
They don't step up.
I was like, what happens to, you know how some of those children, she said, that are in foster care, they end up in foster care. What happened to the other members that are in their family? Because we all got family. You know what I mean? And they turn their back on them, and they be like, well, I don't care. That's not my child. I didn't raise, you know, they come out of me.
And that's a bad situation. That's a bad situation, you know. And that kid is lost.
Well, you know what? That's not family. That's somebody that's related to you.
But at the end of the day, if you take me, then you're supposed to be my family. But a lot of these people are doing it for the dollar.
Thank you.
That's the problem. When some parents, the parents that I'm talking about,
when they adopt these kids, they see dollar signs. So you know
what?
They figure, you know what? I'm getting paid to take care of these kids.
Regardless.
So you know what?
It doesn't come from the heart. It doesn't come from the heart.
It doesn't. So you know what?
I'm going to get something because I'm going to take care of this kid. And do you really love them? You got to love them. To take someone else's child in, you have to love them too.
They don't even love themselves. They love the money. They don't love themselves. They love the money.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it's about the
Benjamin.
It's about the money.
But that's not a good look for anybody. I don't care who it is.
But Joseph said it right. At the end of the day, you have to love yourself before you can open your house up and love somebody else. But what happens is they love the money. They love that check that they get that's from $600 to $1,000 per kid.
Right.
And guess what? When the kids act up, I see them where I work. When they act up, the parents drop them off and say, you know what? I can't deal with these kids anymore. Let's give them some medication and keep them here.
I actually seen a friend of mine. Her son went away, right? He was a normal kid. I mean, he was such a wonderful kid. This kid comes back out crazy as hell because they don't administer medication to him. And I feel that his mom should have had stepped up as a parent and, like, you're not giving my son no medication.
But they want their check.
You know? No, but
they want their check.
You know what? And I'm going to say, the doctors cannot give your kids medication without your consent. The mother knew exactly what she was doing.
She wanted that dollar.
When you take them, because that kid is messed up now.
That's the money. That's what they do. I can get some money.
And not only is the kid messed up, but that kid is going to need medication for the rest of their life. And what's going to happen, they're going to go from needing that medication to a different medication, and that's how they're going to live their life. But the parents know exactly what they're doing when they drop them off and they say, you know what, they're out of control, I can't deal with them, oh, they have ADHD, and oh, they need this. No, okay, they're bipolar. They say all this different stuff. So what happens is, okay, there's medication for bipolar, there's medication for ADHD, so they just keep giving a different medication. But the parents know exactly what the problem is. And you know
I
what?
I had a friend
when
that was giving her
money,
husband that medicine, that ADHD medicine, I forgot the name of it, and ADHD medicine, and what it was making him feel bad. Like if he missed the dose, he was like really holding his head, bugging out. And I was like, yo, I said, you need to take your son off that stuff because you're not doing nothing but making him worse.
It hurts him instead of helping a lot of them. You know, because from the door, you don't even have the problem.
These are mind-altering drugs. Every drug, aspirin, has a side effect. If you look at the commercial, they say, well, you can take Plavix, and this is the symptom. These are the side effects. And every time you get a side effect, you go back to the doctor says, well, you should take this to treat that side effect. And there's a side effect. There's a new medication for it.
The commercials tell you that, okay, you take this medication, there's side effects. Now, I was looking at a commercial, and I can't remember the name of the medication, but one of the side effects was death. And I was like,
I said,
the people really going to take this after they said you're going to die if you take this medication. So they telling you that you could die. But yet they're trying to administer it to you.
But then
it's mind over matter.
But they can't legalize marijuana.
Said, it's all about the
but
dollar.
They can't legalize marijuana.
Exactly. We actually have another caller on the line.
Right.
We're gonna bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey,
we got Viola Brown on the line.
Hi, Michelle.
Is you got a topic for the evening?
Hi.
How you doing?
I came in on the last minute of the topic, but you know, I already called before about this same thing with my niece and my nephew about this medication.
Viola, did you hear Viola's topic?
Huh?
Did you hear Viola's topic?
No. What is the topic?
The topic is called endangered species, which we're talking about our endangered young men and young women out here getting killed and killing themselves, you know, our youth that are out here dying in the streets.
We had got into what you were saying about last week. So it all boils down into the same subject, but I just mainly wanted you to know what her main topic was about. So go ahead, continue, Michelle.
No, I'm just saying, I'm interested in what she just said because I did come in on the end of the conversation, like towards the end, and where it was to the point where I'm feeling you with the medication, doing it with the kids thing, because I called about this before. And my son always say, Mommy, don't give him that because he it could harm him in the future, you know. But it wasn't me that was giving him the medication. It was his mother. And since he's been staying with me, I don't give him the medicine because he doesn't act the way he acts. Some of these kids know what they're doing. For taking that medication, they don't really need it, and I'm against it 100%. I don't like it. I don't like the way it make them look. I don't like the way they feel. And yes, it can affect them when they get older. Cause they can end up harming somebody or hurting somebody using that type of medication. And he's on three times, and it all make him drowsy. How much a person should take for a drug is concerned? You know, they might as well just use street drugs using that stuff. And I see how make them walk around looking like zombies.
Wow.
But But you know what? I'm not against it completely, only because in the facility that I work in, I'll be the first to tell you, some of those kids is bad as hell. I'm sorry.
Some of them do need it, but some of them don't. Like
right,
my
and you
niece,
know what? I can say out of 15, I would say 5 need it. You know, I would say out of 15, I would say 5 need it. And the 5 that need it, when I tell you, they really need it. If they were in my home, I would have my hands all over them, you know, only because they are out of control. I mean,
I'm old fashioned. I believe in the good behind whooping. I really do.
Hell yeah.
I blame
it's
the parents.
Not, it's,
so one of the other callers
because,
has
you know,
said
you know what
that,
I'm saying? You ain't
got to
beat them
to home. And I agree.
Ladies, can I ask an important question? I'm still trying to figure out the solution to our youth killing each other. Like, we know we said we started at home, but is there anything, if we were in a position to actually help one or two besides knocking on the neighbor's door, what would you do? What would you as an individual do? Because, you know, we can do it as a whole or we can do it as an individual, but the bottom line is that there's a solution out there that must be found, and this is what I'm trying to find out.
I would say it starts at home. Start check your home and make sure that you have a solid foundation at your home.
True.
Where you're able to provide for your kids and take care of your kids and give them the love and attention that they need. Because if you're not giving the love and attention that they need, depending on what type of home they're coming from. Now, coming from my home, I'll give the love and attention that I need. Now, if you're coming from a home where it's a broken home, where it's a lot of domestic violence, you know, it's a lot of drug use,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that,
yep.
you know, it's hard to give that person advice because, you know what, that parent is living it themselves, and obviously they don't see that there's a problem with it, so you can't find
deny.
Person with it.
They live
you know?
In denial.
So I would say for parents who are good parents, it starts at home. Make sure you have a solid foundation for your children that you're able to provide for them. Give them the love and attention that they need, and make sure you explain to them exactly when you walk out them doors, this is what's going on in your surroundings. Make them aware of it. Don't let them go out and be surprised by what their friends are doing or what their friend's friends is doing. You explain to them as a parent, this is what's going on in society. This is what's going on in the world. When you walk
Don't
out my
caught
door,
up in it.
This is what's going on, and my advice to you, do not get caught up in it, because what's going to happen is, X, Y, and Z. Jail, dead, coffin, you name it. This is what's going to happen.
Hell.
So my input, you know, as being a caller is pretty much make sure you have a solid foundation at home first. Once that solid foundation is good at home, then you can try and help other people in your family. If you see their kids are out of control, you try and help them. Don't try and boss them, but try and guide them in the right direction because you see your household is doing good.
You know what I found out that is good too is listening to your children when they are talking. You know, because they are trying to tell you something also. Like, you know, I think that's so important to listen. Because, you know, my kids used to say that to me, well, you know, you're not listening to me, you know. And as I sit and I listen to them, I learn a lot of things about them. Because even though you could be the greatest parent in the world, have the best foundation at home, but then they have to go out to society and deal
You're
with
right.
that.
You're...
And some kids, you know, they might can't deal with a lot of stuff out there.
They
so
can't.
That's where we take play that where we have that ear to open to listen to them. So they're trying to tell us something. That's so important that when they listen, you know how some parents just brush their kids off when they're trying to teach them out, you know.
But that's not a good parent.
They got
too
much time on their hands,
you
know. But when you can't, you never have too much time on your hands that you can't listen to your kids because your kids might be crying out to you. They might need
you.
You
know what?
But if you set a foundation at your home, your foundation, that foundation consists of love, attention, communication, and part of communication is listening. So all that is combined in your foundation that you're starting at home.
You know, we're talking about this subject right now, right? I want to share something with you guys. This morning I was just speaking with my sister, right? She's a minister. And this 23-year-old kid was
having like a debate with this upshift. When they said, you know, all into the church and everything like that. And he got ready to walk away. And the other kid, which was, I think she said 21, pushed him. This baby fell down the steps. You know, he's dead today. You know, so actually we've got two kids gone right there. This one kid didn't want the confrontation, so he wanted to walk away from it. The other guy refused and pushed him down some steps. You know, he was instantly brain dead, you know, because he busted his skull open. And now his family is dealing with his death, which they're going to be burying him in a few days. You know,
You know what? I always have said that they need to put it, you know, using the schools, conflict resolution, you know, because I taught that in schools. You know, I advocated for parents. I did a lot of stuff when my kids were going to school. I did a lot of stuff for parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always say that they should have that in school to teach the kids. You know how when they're trying to walk away from either someone that's trying to hurt them, that could be younger than them or older than them or the same age as them.
Exactly.
They're surrounded, where they know how to get out of it and what to say, you know, to not cause a problem. Because, you know, like, some of these kids, like, you tell them, like, oh, you say something to them, and then they want to talk back, like, whatever, you know, whatever, do what you got to
do.
That ain't going to solve the problem.
He was trying to walk away from the, you know, making things worse. You know, he was like, yo, man, you know, I'm done. You know, the kid that did it even told the police and everything. You know, he said, I didn't expect for it to happen like, no, we don't expect for it to happen like this.
Exactly.
Wasn't any type of weapons involved but this boy's hand.
Now he's going to jail for manslaughter.
But I'm saying, in the same, at the end of the day, it's two families that have lost kids.
It'll always be two families affected. The person that get hurt or get killed, and the person that did it.
You know, their family's affected by it too. You know, because I just think back to when I was coming up. We used to kick each other's ass, and at the end of the
day,
we were back friends.
We grew up in Bronxville, we threw our hands, right? You knew that, right? We threw our hands. It wasn't about, no, I'm going to go get a knife or I'm going to go get a gun.
Exactly.
No, because everybody threw their hands and threw a fair one.
If you lost, you lost.
These kids ain't throwing no hands no more.
But what you got to realize is that. You got a lot of people, kids jumping each other. I see that every day over here where I live at.
They jump at each other all the time, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's not even kids that do that.
It's not even just kids that do that.
Back when you guys were growing up, it's completely different. This is 2012 now. They don't do stuff like that anymore. That's what happens when the years, you know, when we get older and older, okay, we used to do, you're not going to see what you used to do.
Can I make a point here? Talk about foundation, and another one spoke about do what you got to do. Me, myself, Adam, use myself at the prime example growing up, you know, it's like, okay, discipline. How do we discipline our kids? Some parents able to discipline their kid, like say if you didn't do your homework. Some parents may want to beat their kids or whatever, right? And then if this is happening at home, now they become really rebellious when they're out in the streets and they get this I don't care attitude because you know why? Because when the kid comes home and say, Mom, I want to speak
to
you.
I don't care. That's a big problem. I don't care. They walk out the house with an attitude that comes in front of them.
And they stop moving away. So I'm like, what are you looking at? Like, for real now, after over the period of time, they develop this I don't care attitude. I had it.
That's right.
Yeah,
but that's because
me.
they
when I wanted to speak.
But you know what? Can I tell y'all something what we're dealing with? Can I tell you what we're dealing with, y'all? We're dealing with, and if you got to recognize this yourself. We're dealing, and I'm not trying to talk about nobody. We're dealing with some of these kids that are young now that we see now. Some of them parents used to be on crack.
Yeah.
So these kids are affected by that.
Yeah.
They are affected by that crack. They
if
are
it wasn't crack,
alcohol,
it was another drug.
Dope, everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Then some
but
of them kids' parents used to be drug addicts.
But you can only put
they
your hand
like that.
But you can only put your hands on your kids to a certain extent. And
that's
what?
Understand me when
I'm
trying to
tell you.
I
want to
hear that.
Yeah,
but do you put your hands on and when you do not?
Okay, the point that I'm making to you is this. When you think that the only discipline you can give your kids is by putting your hands on them, then you failed your kids as a parent. Because you know what? There's other discipline you can do for your kids.
There's
other ways to put your hands on them.
Exactly.
And nowadays, what's happening is, okay, yes, I didn't do my homework. You know, I wasn't able to, I stayed out late. I wasn't able to come home early or whatever. But guess what? When you think that if you can put your hands on these kids for those reasons, then guess what? Your kids now think it's okay for them to put their hands on somebody else because that person got them upset. They know that you're the parent, and they know
you
you're
have
upset.
A good point.
So when somebody else
makes
them
upset, really
point about then they don't put their
you
hands.
Have a real good
because
point.
You, what's happening is, yes, I'm
yeah,
a vampire, believe me. I didn't grow up in the era as some of you, but I'm a firm believer. I'm going to put my hands on you to get you to understand what I'm saying. But
oh,
that's only
goodness.
To a certain extent. I'm not going to put my hands on you for just nothing, you know?
Right, right.
Because,
and
you know, when you see some of these kids,
some
and I ain't going to lie,
angry.
Some of these kids, they need an ass whooping for real. A lot of them. I see some kids that I be wanting to tear them up.
But you
know
what I'm
saying? Yeah, there should be other ways that you don't have to put your hands on them. That you can, you know, like, you can
kill the kids now.
There's got to be other ways besides your hands on them. Because you know what, beating a kid don't do nothing but make them more angry. And like you said,
makes
them go out there and do something
sometimes
to somebody else.
We don't know our own strength that could really hurt them. You know?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Right, exactly.
I used to always tell my kids as when they were coming up, you call the damn police on me, them bastards better take you with them because I'm going to beat the hell out of you if I go to jail. When I get out, you better not be in my. I'm serious. Because
I can't listen. Okay, listen. We have one more caller on the line because we went out of time. Let's bring this other caller in real fast. Caller,
are you there?
Yes, hello. I'm here.
This is Groove. Is Viola there?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi.
This is one of my best friends right here, guys.
Okay. Did you hear Viola's topic for the evening?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, it's good to hear the people starting to, you know, shed some more light on the plight of our youth today, because, you know, we're going through a lot. We're losing a lot of our young kids, and, you know, I hope that. And I wasn't able to tune in until later because I was working, but, you know, I caught some of it, and it's just nice to get this, you know, get the conversation going, and that's what we can start thinking about what we can do. You know?
Exactly.
Congratulations. The show was great. I enjoyed listening to it.
Thank you.
Let me get some support, you know?
Definitely. Thanks a lot.
No problem. All right. Do you think, Ryan? I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Go ahead, Mario. I think you were saying something.
But I was saying that, you know, there's got to be other ways besides, you know, putting our hands on these kids because, you know, all that do is make them go out there and be angry and want to fight these other kids and kill them or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
And that's why I say it start at home, right? That, I mean, because sometimes there's some kids that you could talk to them all day.
Did anybody ever say to them, I beat you because I love you?
Nah.
What?
That's another whole topic.
We're going to discuss that topic another time.
That's another topic.
Let me say, I got a couple of beatings. I don't know if love had anything to do with it.
Wait, I don't need that. I don't need that.
I know what you're talking about.
Because I gave a love and love had nothing to do with it.
I understand what Michelle's saying because I've been told the same shit. This hurt me more than it's hurting
you.
They beat you because they love you. They try to explain to you mentally, so they explain to you physically by beating you. And that's supposed to be love. Now, I can understand a little slap in the head, a little pull in the wood, a little pull on the air, but, you know, when it comes down to beating with a stitching cord and pulling branches off trees, butt naked, and a bathtub whipping them butt naked, that's not love, that's abuse.
That's not abuse.
There you go,
that's
abuse.
That's not abuse.
That's not abuse.
I love you, but I don't have a problem
So you're gonna tell me if you beat your child in a tub butt naked with a belt, or beat them with a stitching cord, or take a switch and beat them and have them pull their pants down, that's not abuse.
I would never beat my child when they're in the bathtub.
Okay, but you got people. What I'm simply saying here is that's what goes on, and that's not love. That's abuse. And somebody said that's not abuse.
That's why you can only discipline your kids to a certain extent. There's a difference between disciplining your child and abusing your child. There's a difference.
I don't have none of the current things in my house. They was all taken out. Trust me.
Yeah, that's abuse.
I need you to give your final thought on this topic for me.
Final thought is for my people, my brothers and sisters that's out there, that's struggling with a young person in their home or whatever, it ain't got to be about beating. You got to talk to these kids. You got to give them some love. And my thing is everybody try to love one another, each other, you know? And that's how I feel, one love. And that goes out to everybody that's listening. God bless. And peace. I'm out.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Viola?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to get a shout-out to my boy Groove and shout-out to my Bronx Deliens because I love you guys, and it's going to always be like that for the rest of my life. I'm going to always love my people from Bronxdale. And the people over here where I live in Harlem, much love to them, too. So God bless, and everybody be at peace.
All right. Viola, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening with the general question. I want to thank all y'all callers for joining us this evening, you know, giving your point of views on Viola's topic. We also will have another general question coming up next week. Be sure y'all tune in, all right? All right, Dons and Divas, coming up next, artist K Desert is in the building, and we will be talking to him and playing his new single, Burn It Up. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace.
Loving Entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
My duty, yo. Wild up in the club like we wild in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga named Julio, he moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the tulio. Bitch, nigga scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it makes me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress to the banging bitches and videos. Wildin' with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style like my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros
like
that.
Do you really wanna party with me?
that means Jesus, what you got for me? Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, that means Jesus, what you got for me? Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Ain't gonna be trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Serious, all of my niggas is serious. Shift niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I take you to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas, is never we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas, we straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
We really wanna party like that means Jesus, what you got for me? Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck violin in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, that means Jesus, what you got for me? Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck violin in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Kay Desert. Kay, welcome to the show.
Yes, yes, yes. Appreciate 1,000, man. What's going on, family?
Kay, what's good? How's everything going, man?
Everything is great, man. Everything is, you know, productive. I'm in the studio as we speak, getting my music mixed down. Always work.
I know. I saw the figures. I was in the studio. You still doing your thing, you know, because what they're about to hear is about to take them on a whole nother level right now.
Yeah, I appreciate 1,000, man. All is going productive, and I'm just trying to get it done, man, and just appreciate opportunity, appreciate everything that comes with it, and just give the people what they need, great music.
Yeah, you definitely got it. You definitely got it, ain't no question about it. Now, let me ask you, what's the meaning behind your name? You know, how did you come up with that name, Kay Desert?
Primarily, I was in an atmosphere where I felt like I had to be in a zone. And when you think about a desert, there's two ways you can look at it. You can look at the desert and as far as a lone atmosphere, or you can look at it in a weapon position. So I kind of felt like I was in a alone state, in a dangerous position, and I think it more or less defined the content and the position of my music and how I was vibing.
Wow.
So, and then the rest was told, and it just stuck with me, it stuck with my peoples, and it just basically, it fit the criteria of my whole direction, and still Kay Desert to this day.
And that's how the name came about, because that's a unique name, you understand? Now, at the age of 9 is when you got into music. How did you know at that time, like, rapping was what you really wanted to do? What made you come at that point that rapping was actually in your blood and that's what you wanted to do?
Well, quickly, I've always been in tune to music. I remember growing up and my father blast Run DMC and Earth, Wind & Fire and all the dope back classics from hip-hop to R&B. And I remember, like, the first time I heard Public Enemy, KRS-One, And I remember hearing Big Daddy Kane, and I was just like, you know what, this is what I want to do. Started out in a dancing atmosphere, and then it just was like, you know what, I think I want to do this. I respected the art and said, you know what, I think I want to take this and take this seriously.
Yeah, because the artists you named, they definitely took rap to another whole level. And you could tell how they was going when they first came out, how hungry they was. And that's what got them to where they are, that hunger, you know. And that's exactly what got them there. Now, you was incarcerated. Do you think that being, that you being incarcerated, that enhanced your music career?
I would say that it pretty much enhanced my overall flight as far as grasping that this is a serious art. What I did was I tried to make my situation create more of a visual. And a place like being in prison, it's not a place that you wish for anybody, especially yourself. But I try to think long range and think about, you know, what was the therapeutic state of mind and what music did for me and being able to do music and express my thoughts and opinions and the situation, feeling like I was at the bottom. Like, it's basically like it was, I'm in a lone position. So it was, I had to be very creative. I had to think really outside the box in a literal sense and just hope for the future, hope for the best, and knowing that I was better than that and more than that. So I don't really say necessarily it made me better. I think it just made me stronger and respect the art more.
I like that response too, okay? We actually have a caller on the line for you already, so we're going to bring that caller in, and then we're just going to finish up. I'm going to finish with the interview, and we're going to continue going. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
All right, you have K Desert on the line?
Yeah. How you doing, my man?
Maintain it, family. How are you?
I'm well and about, yeah. I was listening to your story, your history about being incarcerated and things of that nature. But what's your main objective with this hip-hop?
That's a very good question. My objective in the overall sense is to create an atmosphere where people from the positions that we are from and that represent where we're from can actually say, you know, we have somebody that represents us. I have a pretty vast background, and the end of it, in the broader sense of what this music represents, I'm just trying to, I don't want to give it all away verbally. I want it to kind of show through my music, but I'm going to share it with you as a comrade that I want my music to create the platform for my voice to be respected, because there's a lot that needs to be said that hasn't been said with the music. I think more so, like, if you get involved with an artist outside of the music, then you may get in tune with what they're about. But if you find a person that can articulate it from a street level, corporate level, party level, and get the message across that needs to be known about life, music, enjoying liberty, and everything that comes with it, I think I'm the person to create that atmosphere.
Oh, okay. Well, what type of producers are you working with?
Majorly, I want to shout out all the people that are working independently. I definitely got to shout out the homie Chemical Beats. We do a lot of work. He's worked with a lot of known artists, people that's doing their thing on a major scale. And I'm right now in his studio right now mixing down some of the work that I've done. Shouts out to my comrade, Rod, Street Deacon, and Raz P, Uptown, repping his thing. He's more so on Caribbean hip-hop, R&B field. And I'm primarily working with good people that have the same like mind, and we're just trying to get to our direction, which is the top.
Right. Have you been doing shows?
actually have. I've been doing a lot of open mics, showcases. I've done Rock Me TV, which is like an internet radio show that basically primarily based on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue. And it's a pretty big atmosphere. I've also done some colleges in the upstate area, which I'm sure we're going to get into later on. Primarily, it's just about, you know, right now working. I'm in the process of coming out with this mixtape that I'm approaching as an album, and just respecting the art. I'm a big supporter of great music, good music. I'm trying to do it all.
Right. You know, the business right now isn't as lucrative as it was a few years ago, you know, because the internet is causing record sales to deplete. What's your opinion on that? I mean, are you very optimistic with progressing with this craft or what?
In a broader sense, I think you have to play it strategically. The business itself, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with corporations, labels, it's all about finances. Is the product profitable for this label, this company, and this corporation? So at the end of the day, as artists, you have to have good quality music that the people enjoy, a great following, and something that they can say, okay, if we invest in these people or this individual, will we receive our profits back? And that's pretty much understood for me and my team. So at the end of the day, it's a strategic move and chess game at the end of the day to pretty much say, you know what, we need to come out with good quality music that the people enjoy. So it's more than just me getting on the mic and saying what I just want to say. It's about what the people want to hear, what they need to hear and appreciate. Because at the end of the day, I feel that they are the overall determinants on what is good, what is hot. As much as labels and industry and radio may try to indoctrinate the people with repetitious garbage or repetitious songs that really have no direction. So it's really about really hitting the concrete, hitting the people that really appreciate, enjoy, and respect the music and the art. So we have to give it to them, and that's what we're working with. We're trying to give the people what they want. And at the end of the day, the labels will have to respect it because they won't get no money if the people ain't jacking.
So in your plight, you wanted to put in a lot of work and be consistent. That's what makes a good artist, being consistent, you know. Not just coming out with one hit, but continuous hits, you know, or continuous songs that people want to hear, you know.
It's about a legacy. It's about a legacy. It's more than just having a great record and I'm on the billboards and then you don't hear me no more next year. It's about creating great music, creating music that people can appreciate after it's no longer on the billboards. It's something that people, they can say, you know what, this is my song, this is my album, and I go to bat for Bam Music, Kate does it, and everything that he does. So at the end of the day, if you're not making legacy, you're really not doing anything. So, you know, and my whole thing is not putting yourself in a box as an artist. Sometimes we get caught up in our own identity and our own characters that we forget the people that we may be serving. This is a service. So you have to bring it to them where they're at and represent them in the process of showing them who you are. Because I feel I'm one of the people. So if I represent them and I articulate it in a way that they respect, then I'm going to always have them.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that.
Good point.
You got a good head on your shoulders.
Good point. Yeah, he does. He definitely do.
Yeah. Perhaps down the road, I'll network with him, you know.
Appreciate, man. This is what it's about.
Well, you know, you could stay. That's what GQ Palace is all about. Matter of fact, you could stay on the line, listen to his track, and we get a connection going with y'all. That way, you know, we can keep it going.
All right.
Let's do it. Make sure you stay on the line because we're going to definitely get y'all connected.
Okay.
Let's get it done. That sound good to you,
yeah,
okay?
I'm still on deck.
All right, no doubt.
Now, Kay, let me ask you, who would you say is some of your biggest influence in the music industry?
To date and historically speaking, I would have to say, as a Bronx native, I always had a major respect for KRS-One. As far as on the business aspect, Jay, Nas, 50, I'm a real diverse individual. I definitely rock with Mos Def. Salute to Punt. Salute to Big. I respect the vets. I respect Pac. I respect everybody that came with something that touched people's soul after, you know, the wave was over, so to speak. A great influence to me early was Dougie Fresh. I remember listening to Keep Rising to the Top. And that song, that joint that he took and he, you know, remade it and made it hip-hop, I definitely was hooked after that point. So I respect the vets, and I respect all the guys that's really doing it on a major level that's beyond just music. They're actually creating a business for themselves and their people, and they're feeding their families. Like, how could you hate on that?
Exactly. Now, let's talk about your single, Smoke, because I want to get into that. How did you come up with that concept for the single?
Primarily, the label and the album, rather mixtape that's about to drop, is titled Black and Mild Music. Black and Mild Music reflects the atmosphere of different zones that represent how you feel that day, that moment, that, you know, varies from time to time. You have your moments when you just want to chill, mac out. You have your moments when you want to party. When you're feeling gritty and you don't want to bother nobody and you just want to enjoy your vice, whatever it may be, whether it be a black and mild, whether it be a cigarette, whether it be trees, whether it be a drink, whether it just be, you know, food, whether it be just riding and zoning by yourself, when you get that opportunity living in your fast life and you just got the opportunity to yourself. Black and mild music, the actual mixtape, is going to represent a diverse atmosphere for everyone, just to show, one, that I got something for everybody, and for two, that I'm on deck with what's going on. And basically, if you're not on your game, you got a problem.
I definitely hear you. All right, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Kate Desert or stay on the line to hear the show. This is one of his singles that's hitting hard, Smoke. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Heard it's a cold and dirty world, so you gotta keep in covers. It is like a be a slut, so you gotta keep a rubber. Now, see me rolling up, you can tell that I'm ready. Driven by America, the truck is a Chevy. Knowing time is money, ain't a thing you can sell me. My blessings weigh a ton, so I'm smoking pretty heavy. Keep it flowing pretty heavy, pockets swollen pretty heavy. Yeah, we do it to the depth, so ain't nothing you can tell me now. Ladies doing numbers, good to the taste. A batter super thick, slap a pancake. Sex is utopia, take you to the place. Take you out to eat, put the steak in your face. Yeah, we kill it on this date, say the murder be the case. From the bottom we done came, now we raising up the stakes now. Throw some coochie on them. You gon' make me mess around, smoke a Lucy on them. Yeah. You know I keep the black candid, so when I pass it to you, don't ask me what I'm handed. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Smoke, 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 smoke. Now, grown ass man, grown ass biz, father and all, this ain't for the kids, grown ass women, and tell me get it in, tender like some baby back, going up in her ribs, I be going up for chips, money fold until I rip, ship, you hoping that I slip, you can get up off this, Now, been a good sport, but your game needs some tissue. Meaning that it's doodoo, and I'm tired of playing with you. He's a sore loser, wanna play official. Since he like to blow on whistles, let him blow up on the pistol. You wanna see me, I'll come get you. Misery, I'll introduce you. Send the rockets and the missile. Let the doctor come and get you now. Pop the Thule on him. You gon' make me mess around, smoke a Lucy on him. Yeah, you know I keep the black candid. So when I pass it to you, don't ask me what I'm handing. Smoke, 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 smoke. Now, does it gotta eat? Seeing where my plate is. I got a few orders. Industry, my waitress. Complicated issue. Trying to keep it basic. So, which outfit coordinated with the bracelet? Seen and been a lot of places where these cowards never make it. My pen game so Kobe, I could take it to the Lakers. Now, off to the races. Black and white people. Under these lights, we all created equal. Half black and Mexican. Clearly, I can see you. The way you killing it in that dress, it clearly be illegal. Since we up on this moment, the biggie should come up off it for sizzling, and I want it. That militant got me on it now. Pop the Coozy on him. You gon' make me mess around, smoke a Lucy on him. Yeah. You know I keep the black candy, so when I pass it to you, don't ask me what I'm handing. Smoke, 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 smoke. Now. Pop the Thule on him. You gon' make me mess around, smoke a Lucy on him. You know I keep the black candy, so when I pass it to you, don't ask me what I'm handing. Smoke, 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 yeah. That's it. When I give it to you, don't ask me what I'm handing. Smoke, 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 smoke. Smoke, smoke, smoke,
smoke.
Black and
mild
music.
All right. Okay, you're there. You're there. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Good. It's crazy. It's crazy. Smoke a Lucy on him.
I'm jacking. I'm jacking. Jack. I hope the people feeling it. You already.
Yo, we actually have a caller on the line for you right now. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have Kay Desert on the line.
Hi, Kay Desert.
Who's speaking?
This is T.
This is T? All right, how are you, T?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Hope you enjoy the music.
Most definitely. I was sitting up here just, you know, like, oh, okay, yeah. I can get with that. What's the black candy?
So to say that again?
What's black candy?
Black candy?
Yeah.
It's wouldn't actually that... Black and Mild.
Oh, okay. And the Lucy, yeah. I mean, the beat, the words, everything was. Yeah, I mean, it's banging.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out myself where the black candy came from, but
I was trying to get it. I was trying to say, did you know something about
black candy? What are you talking about?
What are
you talking about?
Put me on.
At first, I was not going to say nothing, right? I was like, is this something new that might be able to turn me on, or what's going on?
Interesting. I might think about that. I'll definitely give you a props for that. It's something to work with.
Exactly. Have you did any videos, sweetie?
Yes, I have. I got a few videos on YouTube. You can check me out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a video called On Top of This. I have a video that I also uploaded. It's basically featuring on Chris Brown's strip. It's called The Remix. Look it under as far as Kay Desert featuring Chris Brown strip remix. On top of this, you can also check out in New Indeed 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's a video that I also have up on YouTube. I'm also on SoundCloud. Check it out. Shouts out to my artist, and also a band music member, Lulu. She's doing her thing. And we basically working from the ground up. This is independent.
Oh, yeah, I plan on checking you out. Trust me. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
I
if I didn't say it, I'd be in trouble.
Oh, yes, you will. I can vouch for that, bro.
That's
you know, the females
thing.
Don't play that.
You know, I give you much credit for that, you know, because I'm sure you ask that a lot.
I'm fairly much so. I'm a humble guy, and I appreciate all the love and appreciate
right.
your support, and I need it.
Not a problem,
it.
You know. It's not going to change me listening to your music. You know, it's just a question that I ask.
Absolutely. And
you
the
know.
Music is also for you, so I really hope you enjoy and also take
I
it
did.
Personal.
I mean, that's why I asked, you know, what's the black candy?
You know
I thought it was something
you
that
actually,
I might be able to get
actually,
off on.
You have actually convinced me to do something on that nature.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You can quote this.
Okay.
You can quote the show, GQ Palace. You're definitely going to do something. I'm going to make something happen.
Wow. I'm glad I asked the question. I mean, you know, because I was sitting there bobbing. I'm like, what the hell is black candy? I got that. If I don't ask nothing else, I got to ask, what is black candy?
I dig
but
it.
I like
I'll make sure I'll make it very clear what black candy is.
All right, sounds good to me. But
okay,
hey, keep your head to the sky. It's the limit, baby, and you can do it.
I appreciate the love. Appreciate
no
the love
problem.
Philly.
Be blessed.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
You too.
Now, Kay, let me ask you: one of your singles was played on 91.3 WVKR College Radio. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Shout out to Bill Skills. It was a brother when I was incarcerated. I used to listen to his shows. I was in Beacon area, Fishkill, downstate. Shouts to everybody, all the comrades locked up. You're still in my hearts and still repping y'all. And the productive side of things and that we are all productive. Primarily when I was up top, I connected with the brother in the show. Used to write in pretty much every week. A consistent listener, and he used to shout me out every week. And on a brief note of things, shout out to Dirty Hands. Dirty Hands is a team that set the foundation. On a brief note, I definitely want to say, now that we're on the Liberty side of things, we did a lot of big things when we were up top as far as doing music, recording music, on a clear scale, not to, you know, indict anybody or myself, but we kind of much bridge the security on its highest level to the point where we were able to do music, get it out in the street, and actually have it played on the radio while we were incarcerated. And honestly, it was a groundbreaking experience for me and the people that I dealt with, because it gave us life in a dead atmosphere. A lot of my peoples, myself, I had a 10-year sentence. Some of my people had life. And
wow.
It was like, what are we going to do? How are we going to make it through this challenging situation?
Mm-hmm.
And music did that for us. Music was therapeutic for me. It was therapeutic for the brothers that I was with and the people that just listened and that supported. They believed, and it gave us energy, and it ignited us to do what we do. And now I feel blessed and honored to be here on the pavement doing it. So I kind of feel like I'm at an advantage, because I was at a point where how many people really have the vision of being great and having this position in a position where you're locked down. And
wow.
We basically defeated the odds, and we're here, and, you know, the opportunity presented itself where now we can do this the way that we want to do it and present it to the people. So I definitely want to say that with Bill Skills and 91.3, advocate listener. Also, shout out to Pace One and Daz, because they were actually the first one to blast off my show. Rather my single, and it was something that was liberating for me as an artist and a prisoner at that time.
Yeah, it's like an inspirational moment. Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly. You can't forget those who did that for you first, that brought you out there. You know, and that's what's bad for some people because they forget about that. You know, and they get out there and they're like, all right, you know, well, I'm out here now, regardless of who got me out there, I'm out here now. You know what I mean? But you still got that pride, like, all right, you know, I still got to thank these people that brought my single out here first. You know what I mean? And that's
absolutely
all love.
Yeah, man, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Praise the Creator. Praise those that believe. And I feel like everything happens for a reason. And I feel like this is the time for me to bring it out there to a broader audience. And I'm just very grateful.
And not only that, but you want to go back to school to get your BA for psychology, which is a very, very good thing. But let me ask you, how do you plan on balancing that out, considering the fact you're going to be doing shows and you're going on tour, and I think it's like a 2 or 4 year, you know, classes you have to take? How do you plan on balancing that out?
Well, actually, it's more so in the mindset of it's a mandatory movement. I remember being incarcerated and facilitating groups, facilitating programs, making it my business to go to the music room, lay down songs, and, you know, still had obligations. And it pretty much, you know, it was the atmosphere of, okay, you either going to grow or you're either going to fall to the wayside. So I had this determination that, one, I'm going to make it home, and two, I'm going to be better than when I left. So my energy is there, and I've always been in the atmosphere of doing counseling and facilitating groups about Black history, HIV and AIDS awareness and prevention, and just trying to educate my people. I mean, education is what made me a more productive, solid, and well-rounded individual. While I'm a real street dude, like I'm on the pavement, and I've been in places where people are never going to see the streets again, and I survived and earned my respect, not by being a super gangster, but just by being respectable and earning that. So me being able to be in a position where I've been given the gift to be articulate and also hood has made me in positions to, one, educate myself and to help educate my people. So, you know, I'm a get it done. That's the new thing right now. Get her done.
All right. I mean, we actually have a caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have K Desert on the line.
Hey,
K Desert. I'm sorry.
Hey,
let's go.
How are you?
Yeah,
I'm doing good. You know, I'm listening to you and I'm finding you to be a person that really knows what he wants and actually went out there and did it. You know, and I respect brothers like yourself. That you did your time and you knew exactly what you wanted to do when you got out. And I'm real proud of you that you're my brother, you know. And that's why I'm just calling in to give you a shout out, my brother, let you know that I am going to be listening to your music. And I am going to make sure that I'm not just going to listen, but to also understand where you're coming from. Because to me, that's so important out here, you know. Because there's a lot of people making music out here, but it's like, can you really understand where they're coming from, you know?
I agree, and appreciate that so much. And honestly, that's one of my goals, is to have my sisters, the people out here that maybe haven't got a full grasp of, you know, brothers, nephews, sons, husbands that have been through the things that I have been through, and try to articulate the diversities of it.
Right.
It's important that we have that connection so that we all can grow. Because at the end of the day, this is for the people. This is for the people, And, you know, I feel like this is something.
Can I ask you a question, brother? Where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx. Bronx native, born and raised.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Bronxdale, you know.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it, sis.
Yeah, we probably know each other.
I'm currently residing in Gun Hill. Shout out to everybody in Gun Hill, Gun Hill Project.
Yeah, my family from Gun Hill. My family from over there. You know,
Cherry's out there.
Yeah.
We doing it. It's XO around the board. XO around the board.
You got to represent for the Bronx, you know.
All
and
the
I
time.
Think that's so important, you know, like to get, you got to understand. You know what? I had a big dispute with somebody. They're going to try to tell me, like me, you know, I'm an old lady gonna tell me where hip hop came from. Don't be talking about it came from I forgot the dude's name and Kool Herc and them. I was like, nah, Mario was doing that before then. You know, like don't try to tell me because I know I was there. I was there. You know what I mean? I was right in the circle of them. So you know, I understood that. You know exactly where it came from, and people need to understand that and represent.
That's where
Mario
came from, Bronxdale.
Exactly. You know, I know he lived down the hall from me, so you know I know.
Do it, sis. 10:40, Bronxdale.
Yeah, 10:40. You know, so, you know,
I'm jacking.
Yeah, they don't give
all the pioneers.
Spot.
This is
right.
Because of them, I'm here doing
right.
this. And,
exactly.
And people are listening, so...
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I respect all the youngins doing their thing, but you got to have an appreciation for the culture that you say you represent.
Thank you. I agree 101%.
So let's be it. Stand up.
Yeah. Listen, I'm about to be out, but I just called in to just show you some love, my brother, and let you know that I'm out here listening to you, and you keep doing what you're doing and hold your head up high and say what you got to say. You know?
Thank you
and
so
God
much.
You. Much love. Peace.
Likewise. All praises due to the Creator all the way around the board.
All right. Now, Kay, along with you doing your music career, you also work with communities based organizations towards youth mentoring and reentry program for ex-felonies. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm glad you asked. Shout out to Bronx Recovery Community Center. It was one of the places that when I came home, they welcomed me with open arms from the beginning. I came home, one, with qualifications as far as being a certified counselor, peer educator, and doing things that ignited me toward the field of counseling. I remember growing up, and I remember seeing dudes on the street getting bread, doing what they do, and I didn't really see a lot of the productive guys come around the neighborhood. You know, most of the time in our circle and our people, we like to say, okay, the hood is messed up, the hood is not going to change, let's just move out. I didn't really have the positive brothers that's doing things the right way, you know, being productive, getting an education, and pull me in they whip and say, yo, listen, this is the way. I really had the guy that was getting money on the street and, you know, the goons. They were basically the dudes that I seen on a daily basis. So at the end of the day, I wanted to make it clear, like, it's important to know both sides. And, you know,
exactly.
Our youth and our young brothers and sisters, they are out there. There's a lot of influences. The streets, gang activity, drugs, major influences that can pull you to the wayside. And I'm a person that want to make it be clear, like, you know, if you are really in conviction within yourself to pursue this lifestyle, understand what comes with it. Understand that these are the casualties that come with this war. Now, are you going to play to win or are you just playing day by day? Because these people, they're not playing day by day. They strategize 10, 15, 20 years
50 years from now on how to control people and how to manipulate our situations, understand that everything is connected to all of us. So if you understand life, government, history, and your position, then it should give you a winning battle. And just want to be able to say that, you know, somebody's doing the right thing, they can succeed. And it's important for all of us to know that. So I definitely want to bring that to the youth. Shouts out to Bronx Community Recovery Center, Osborne Association, Physical Social Services Network, and all the people that gave me the opportunity to grow, facilitate groups, speak to my peers, speak to comrades, and speak to the youth. And it's something that's necessary. And when the platform presents itself, I intend to start a whole new movement with my own not-for-profit organization, Are You Mad?, which is Are You Making a Difference? Shouts out to Mama Love. And we're basically going to get it done.
See, that's a beautiful thing for you to come home and they have you, they open you with open arms and everything, you know, because a lot of people don't get that. You understand?
True,
so it's
true.
Good that you have that support there for you and you're showing it back to them. You understand? That's what's a beautiful thing. But let's get into that, you know, another one of your singles, this single that's like Sweeping the Nation, Burn It Up. How did you come up with the title for that single?
To be clear, and to be candid right now, shouts out to Chemical on the beat, and this is kind of like a throwback feel. He did the beat a while ago. I did the track a while ago, some years ago, and we sat together out here on the pavement, and it just married each other as far as the beat and the vocals. And primarily, it was something that I intended to not do, but the people that I let hear it, it was something that was like, yo, this is fire. This is definitely current. This is definitely something that is current and needs to be heard and set the atmosphere and the tone for Desert Bam Music. And I'll let the music speak for itself.
And it will. All right, Dons and Divas.
Let's do it, bro.
The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to K-Desert or stay on the line to hear the show. It's going to be hard to sit down on this one right here. This single right here is called Burn It Up off of Bam Records by K-Desert. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Take it on the hop. Burn it, burn it up. 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 Lean
trying to keep something slick up his sleeve. Money green with our network. Believe I'm an expert, skilled in the field of tripling my network. Hey, Paul, never been afraid of none of y'all. Plus, I hit hard, stay in the Bronx like A-Rod. On the scene where they bubble up, team make them double up. Mad cause we carry kerosene, make them burn it up. Muscle game weak, he about to catch a hernia. Ice grills could kill, then he would be a murderer. But that's about it cause he ain't really about it. Keep coming in like you big, then he gon' get outie. Out slim. You don't want it with them, cause wow. We can make a perfect blend of the ground of your chin. And if your man wanna bleed, acting like he won't breathe, hit him with the ultimatum, pull out or get squeezed. Yeah. Take it on the hop, take it on the hop, take it on the hop, take it on the hop. Burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it up, burn it, burn it, burn it up. If you know what I mean, want the right amount of bread, chance you do anything. You need this, you will get low. Imagine for the whole low. One girl won't bring a friend, cause he says he cut though. This is how you stunt though. Say they both can't go. Invitation just for the arranger, so you don't know. Don't wanna be a man, hun. I ain't with the handcuffs. Know you wanna slide, so just get inside the damn truck. Ready for your plans up. I'ma be the man, love. Next time you see me, probably be in Atlanta. Cool with the scramblers, move with money handlers. Cold shots on corporate level blocks. Etc. Coming better, hurry up. Small talk, shut it up. Need a package delivered, and you can be the carrier. I keep on riffing, and she just won't listen. Stick to the script, miss, or you take it on the hot. 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 You gotta burn it, burn it up. Burn it, burn it, burn it up. Burn it, burn it up. Burn it, burn it, burn it up. Burn it, burn it up.
Salute.
You know, definitely got to give him a shout out. You know,
Bills Mania.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you, excuse me, if I needed some advice from you about becoming an up-and-coming artist, what advice can you give me?
Primarily, work hard. Just look at the atmosphere and the demographic of the music and understand that, one, the labels, they're looking for a broader scope. Now, you're looking for a 360 deal, which is a whole other discussion and topic, then you can just pitch yourself as a solo artist, and they can basically coordinate your whole career. But if you have a vision and you want your voice to be heard a particular way, you have to do it yourself. You have to get people that believe in you, and it's a strategy, and you have to come at it with the whole identity that I'm the total package. So if you ever see Desert at a performance, you ever see Desert in the street, you ever hear me on an interview, it's time to, you know, show the broader spectrum of it. And at the end of the day, be yourself, be consistent, be hungry.
I hear you. Now, if you had the chance to change anything in your life from back then, would you?
The real talk of it is, I wish that I made wiser decisions in the position of what I know now. Is that reality? Of course not. However, I accept what has come my way, and I have taken it as experiences to make me a better individual. So it's kind of a duality in the whole process of would I change anything. Primarily, it's about decision making. I wish I made better decisions. And so just take it for anybody that's listening that may be concerned with their own life and their own situation, take it to a platform of it's always about decisions. The decisions you make as a man and a woman, or a young man or woman today, pretty much tailors your future and how hard you got to work later on. So, you know, accept what comes with it.
Exactly. What I want to do is I want to finish, because we only got a couple of minutes left, but I definitely want to get into another single by you titled Leaders. So I want to ask you about that. We're going to get into Leaders, and then we're going to finish off the interview. Is that good?
Excellent.
All right. So tell us about this single you got, you know, Leaders. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. Leaders is basically
matter of fact,
like...
Matter of fact, I don't mean to cut you off. You go ahead and introduce it. We're going to come in off after your...
Let's do it. It's Desert. You already know. Bam Music. We in the building. GQ Palace. The single... Gotta be Leaders. Shout out to Miss D. Shout out to Street Deacon on the beat. And primarily, this is what we need. This is why Desert do what he do, and this is why I represent the people. So let's do it. This is what we gotta be.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Direction go wrong. My brawling comrades saying this recession is strong. Far from where I wanna be. My role has a fault. Either on the flat top or lap the yard up north. I got shooters in the game trying to keep me on point. Tell me speak for the people that ain't got no voice. I gotta speak for the hustlers that ain't got no choice. Mama want me to make a radio friendly joint. See a lot of heads in it, they ain't doing too well. So I feel like I gotta do it my damn self. See the planet like women, and all of them fine. Looking at it like one day you're gonna be mine. Got these older cats blabbing how the youth is done. They just mad cause the youngest won't listen to them. And ain't too many in the concrete with a strong influence. One of the reasons why I can say I still do this, you know.
Gotta believe, gotta believe.
Well, alright.
If you're a leader,
funeral. Now I gotta speak for the truth. I got dudes on the come up stunting on you too. And my sis just want me to crush these fools. The thing to make it is the battle. Well, here's my response. All my moms want is a soul food restaurant. In the racist society, they blazing the purple. If you speak about tyrants, then they aiming the mercy. Can't speak as a holy roller. How that sound? With drugs, prison, religion all in my background. I got a lot of rappers want to be something they can't pronounce. My government, me and King of Kings, speak with a crown. We gentrification, they doing a strike. More white people in the hood, I've seen in my life. Trying to push us out slowly, but we ain't moving. For the sake of the people, that's why I feel foolish, you know?
Gotta believe, gotta believe in it. Mother,
all right. Shot deal, so it's gotta be perfect. Homies ready to hustle and rob, refusing to starve. All they really want 40 cents is a decent job. Got the politicians looking to get funds for the hood, and it's so sad that they don't even come to the hood. On his tracks like choo choo, do kick back. BS 9 to 5, but parole up my back. It's black and my music, I look for a buzz. Wanna know why I play in the tradition of living to die, dead living. You tell me what's worse. Viewing the world so raw, making so diverse. Many lost on this road, trying to find their goals. Lonely women, young and old, just wanna be chose. Ain't too many in this thing with strong influence. More or less, it's the reason why I still do it, you know?
Turn a lot of heads right there. No question about it. Ain't no questions about it. You definitely gonna, because the message you sending out is something, it's real. That's real talk right there. And I'm saying that, and that's my word to my kids. That's real talk right there you're speaking.
I appreciate it, 1,000, man. That's the goal. At the end of the day, it's a message behind the music. Even if you hear songs like Smoke or Burn It Up and you may think, okay, this guy is in this particular lane or category, it all boils down to what's the primary objective is for us to be leaders and for us to do what we need to do and what we want to do, which is be productive for ourselves and our families.
And I definitely agree. Now, let me ask you one more question. Do you think if you haven't got incarcerated, you would have been doing more in the music industry than you're doing now?
I would have to say that opportunities was presented to me, due to my incarceration, a lot of things had stopped. The reality is people that have been incarcerated and are can contest to the fact or attest to the fact that, you know, it kind of seems like the world stops when you are away and you're incarcerated, away from your family, liberty, and everything you know. So when it comes down to it, man, you got to appreciate your freedom, make wise decisions, because when you pay for them, you know, not only are you affected, but your family, your loved ones, and the people that do believe in you, and the people that rely on you. So at the end of the day,
is something that, you know, I accept as a man, and then the whole, you know, retrospect of my situation today, it's about, you know, making a change and representing what needs to be represented, which is the truth, and getting it done.
I definitely feel you, Kay. I really want to thank you for joining us. And I want you to also stay on the line because I want to connect you with Bliss, who you were speaking to earlier. Like I said, I want y'all to get that connection going on because y'all definitely got that vibe going. You know what I mean? And that's what GQ Palace is all about, connecting to get that vibe. And he definitely got that vibe. He's a strong person in the industry. And you could tell by what he was saying, he's serious about what he do, you know?
Let's get it done.
I definitely want you to stay on the line, and I do appreciate you taking your time out to join us. Would you like to give the listeners your information on how they can hear your material and everything like that? Facebook, Twitter, Global 14, give them all that.
Absolutely. You can hit me up on Twitter under I Am Desert. That is IAMDEZIT. That's I Am Desert. IAMDEZIT. And you also hit me up on Facebook under The Government, Cassine Silva, and especially BAM Music, B.A.M. Music. Look us up. All our music, our artists, everything is up and running. And YouTube, hit us up. Look us up on The Desert. Also on The Lulu Show. Under the channel, shouts out to Lulu, one of the artists on the BAM Music. And primarily, man, look for us doing shows. Got a show at Sapphire. That's 249 Eldridge Street. That's this Wednesday. Come through, show support. That's in Manhattan, East Houston Street, New York, New York. Come through, find out. We on deck doing it big.
No doubt.
And shout out major big love to QU Palace, GQ. We just trying to get it done, man. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I love the platform and everybody that participated. And let's just do what we're supposed to do. And let's be leaders all the way around the board.
Chemical Salute and family. Appreciate the work. Family.
No doubt, because we definitely have a lot of listeners listening in, Kay. Ain't no question about it. And we're going to do what we can do because we definitely like to push our artists and, you know, try to set them up with what we can set them up with. You know, just to let them know it ain't all about a radio show that's interviewing. We're trying to help artists also get out there, you know, to push them a little further to get them out there faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shouts out to Bills Mania. He here on deck.
All right. So stay on the line, Kay, because I'm going to definitely link you and Bliss up. All right?
Absolutely. It's BAM Music.
No doubt. No doubt. Kay does it with Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, another up-and-coming artist. She's taking the industry by storm, Cuddy Cud. And we will be also playing her single, Dear God. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I'ma keep it real. See, I just need someone that gives me something I can feel. Have a little small talk in the night on the town. It could all be yours. Can you go another round? Don't wanna lose you in it, cause the groove is in it. But it really don't matter long as you be in it. Boo, what's gotten into you? Told you I got an interview, but you wanna get intimate. Why you try to get into me?
Baby, I know you got moves to make, but you ain't leaving till I get another taste.
ain't ashamed to say you got a nigga open, baby. I'ma need some more before you get away. Oh,
pushing back and got you calling out my government like feminist. I'm really feeling this and I don't like the kiss, but I really like your lips. See, I'm trying to hold it, but I can't control it. My mind is telling me stop, but my body, it keeps going. You want me to stay, and I wish I could. Another day, but tell me why I should.
Baby, I know you got moves to make, but you ain't leaving till I get another taste. I ain't ashamed to say you got a nigga open, baby. I'ma need some more before you get away.
Go and put your mans on. You got your BlackBerry off and your phone vibrating, and all you wanna know is why my legs keep shaking. We both grown and I know when the feeling's right, and what you saying is making me wanna spend the night. And now I'm focused and I'm hoping cause you notice me, and I was hoping you said can I take you home with me.
Baby, I know you got moves to make, but you ain't leaving till I get another. I ain't ashamed to say you got a nigga open, baby. I'ma need some more before you get away. Oh, we up in this room.
GQ Palace, and with me right now, I have Cuddy Cud. Cuddy, welcome to the show.
What's going on? What's going on?
Cuddy, what's going on? What's good? You know, you're a hard female to get in touch with. You're doing a lot of things.
I know. Well, when I was supposed to contact you, I had to hit the studio, so apologies to you. Apologies.
It's all good. You know, just do what you got to do. You know, keep it moving. That's how you got to do it. If you want to get to where you at, some things have to wait. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, some things just have to wait. Now, let me ask you. You've been singing since the age of four with your grandparents that owned the gospel industry in the 70s. Tell us about that.
It started off when we was 4 years old. My grandparents was amazing farmer singers. They had a record label called HFL. And, you know, they toured, they traveled, they did everything legendary. But one thing that stopped them from really blowing up was the, you know, my grandparents didn't want my mother and my aunts to lose focus of what was going on. So they wanted to make sure that their singer was singing the praises. But it trickled on down to me and my siblings, and we formed a group at the age of four, and we started, you know, performing in different churches and everything. And really, my grandparents taught us the game to really think about it, because we would do concerts at the age of eight and, you know, receive an envelope of money. So they was basically teaching us, you know, this is your gift, you know, you get paid for your gift, basically. And then, you know, after that, I got older and started singing with a mass group called New Direction. Started performing at the Stella Awards in Atlanta, Georgia, and meeting a lot of great gospel artists such as like Kirk Franklin, Angela Spivey, the Winer Brothers, the William Brothers, tons of gospel artists. So, I mean, it was real fun. So, I like to sing as well, too.
Okay, so that's what I mean. So, you're not only a rapper, you're a singer also.
Yes, I am.
So you hit all angles right now. Now, like you said, you performed with Angela Spicy and Kirk Franklin. What was that experience like?
That was awesome. At the time, I had knew. See, when you start beginning to hit levels where you meeting people and mingling with people of leadership, then that means that's what's designed for you, leadership. And at the time, I didn't understand what leadership was, but I knew that entertainment was a field to go in, and I knew that I had a message to spread through my music or something to relate or identify with someone else through. So being at the level that, you know, of where they was, to watch them on TV when I was little and then to get there with them, that was like, you know, awesome. You know, I'm here. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I hear you. And I definitely agree, because you're definitely doing a lot of things. I could vouch for you on that. You're doing a lot of things. We're going to get into everything. I mean, everything that you're doing. Because you're doing so much. It's like, you know, you wouldn't expect a female to do it as much as you're doing. You understand?
Exactly.
Like at the age of 15, you started singing in Chicago House of Blues, Ohio House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And you was performing in Atlanta for the Gospel Stella Awards. You was doing a lot at such a young age. How did you manage all that at such a young age?
Well, my mother was never against it. You know, one thing I can say about my parents or anyone who was over us, they never took anything from us. You know, they saw that if it was something we wanted, whether it was good or bad, if it was bad, of course, they'd try to talk us out of it. But, you know, you got to bump your head sometimes. But, you know, by them being so supportive, you know, it was easy. But, you know, we had to be doing good in school and be obedient in the household and, you know, stay out of trouble. Well, as far as they was concerned, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it came rules and regulations. So they really didn't make it hard for us. They never stopped us in our dreams.
Mm. So let me ask you, what made you make that turn from gospel to hip-hop?
Okay, well, you know, as us all being young, we begin to rebel. You know, that's when the identifying of life becomes. And being that I was constantly always, you know, in church, which is not a bad thing, it's a good thing, but I was constantly in church, and being that I was sheltered, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't know what the world really was about. So, you know, when I start, you know, getting of age and, you know, tasting the water, shall I say, you know, I began to enjoy it. So I drifted off a little bit. And you know what I'm saying? In my midst of drifting off, I began to travel and, you know what I'm saying, do things I shouldn't have, whether it was, you know, selling drugs, being incarcerated, dodging bullets, whatever. You know, I did a detour into a world of, you know, where I was lost, shall I say. And I found that, you know, singing, I wasn't clinging with singing anymore at that time. I had just completely lost myself, went in a spiral downfall. So I began to be verbalizing things, doing poetry, you know, speaking. And I felt like I got a better, I felt more authority in me speaking than I did through me singing. So I felt my voice was louder speaking. So
that flipped
me to the rap.
Oh, okay. So you felt like rap was more in your persona than, you know, hitting the high notes.
Exactly.
Okay, that's definitely understandable. Now, you perform with a lot of artists like Young Jock, Shorty
mm-hmm.
K, Ben One, Bone Crusher, Three Piece, AK from Do or Die, and there's so much more that I could name. How did you manage to, you know, perform with all of them?
Well, actually, it is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you speak loud enough, you get heard. And when God appoints you, you get favor on your life. So a lot of times people hadn't heard me perform or being at the right place at the right time. You know, somebody pulled me in. Hey, I got this showcase going on. I'm going to just go ahead and throw throw you in that. I see your grind. I love your grind. And you know what I'm saying? I felt good with that network. I just did a showcase actually this past Monday with Go Boys Entertainment with the John Eastside Boys in Chicago. So, I mean, it feels real good. And one thing I can say, I don't lose myself in none of this. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is just trying to get a message across or use whatever passion or gift that they have to be successful, whether they're doing it for money, whether they're doing it for leadership, whatever, what have you. But you know what I'm saying? I'm very humble when it comes to that. And it feels good to, again, as I said, be at that same level as other people.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into your first single. And I hope I got this title right. Cool Off?
Which one?
Cool Off. Cool Off. Cool Off. Cause I love that single. And I listened to it and I was like, okay, this got to be it. Because she's like telling y'all, listen, step back, cool off, relax, let me do what I got to do. So that's why I specifically was like, all right, it got to be Cool Off. I don't know if I'm right, but I'm like, you know, but I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know
what you're talking about. From the foundation with that single, how did you come up with that concept?
Because, you know, being in the industry at the same time, you know, it gets very competitive. And sometimes, you know, you run across some people in the game who look at it as being competitive and take blows at you, and you don't even know they're taking blows at you. But all along in my head, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, one force together is more powerful than a single individual. So a lot of times they try to take shots, so I'm just telling everybody, cool off, you know what I'm saying, relax, it's not that serious.
I feel you. And we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Cuddy Cud or stay on the line to hear the show. This is Cuddy, one of her singles. It's crazy, titled Cool Off. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Say the intro, the last, yeah, I'm saying, what's your fucking hang up, yeah, Cuddy, let's go in.
Uh-oh. 20 years and it came no more playing, history here in the making as a man, all my real ladies use Biffy as a fan, cool up, Cuddy Cud going in, once you get the riff, it ain't no putting shit.
Yeah.
Cuddy. I love how you went
cool
in on
out,
that.
Cool out.
Cool out. I love that. Cool out. You know what? You're going to have me start saying a trend on this show when they get on relishing. Cool out.
Cool out.
Cool out.
Cool out.
Now, the whole concept, the foundation, the format of you doing that specific track. You actually, is that you or are you featuring somebody on that track?
That's like okay, like halfway through the second, I mean, the eight bars of the rest, that's T. Cotton.
T. Cotton. But
yeah, T. Cotton. She's another hot Chicago female artist.
Y'all both is killing it.
Thanks.
At one point when she said the queen, I was like, that's a little Kim? What's up with little Kim? Because she's killing it. Y'all both is killing it hard.
Yeah.
Even by just that track, is like you have a lot saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You already got radio play on Royal TV Radio Power 92.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
For one of your promotional singles, Louis on My Sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh, man, that was like the greatest day of my life. And actually, I had just injured myself, so I was on crutches and everything, and we actually got that radio play through. It was a competition going on in Chicago to win, an interview on your single played on GCS. So I looked at my partner. I'm like, ah, let's just go ahead and do it, just, you know, to see what's up. And, you know, we actually won. So, I mean, that was like one of the best feelings ever, ever, ever in history. I felt like so accomplished. I mean, although I know it's more steps to take, but just let me know that I am in the right direction. I felt so accomplished at that time. It was like an exhale moment, like, you are doing what you need to do right now.
Okay. All right. Wow. So, you know, and that's what I was telling the last artist. It's good, you know, that you still moving along and everything, you know what I mean? You still got those people that are still dedicated to you, and you're giving
mm-hmm.
something back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you was talking about, was it Lakeshore Grind TV? Because I know you was on that. You did a hip-hop magazine for Sags Cafe.
Yeah.
You performed at the legendary Regal Theater in 2010 in the Midwest for the Rapper's Ball.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how many acts was actually in that single that got you that spotlight for that TV and that magazine?
Oh, man. For the TV show, you said how many acts?
Yeah, you know, for that single you had there, because I know you had to kill it, you know. And I know it had to be like a couple. From what I'm hearing, you're killing it. So I know you had to.
Okay. Man, tons. Like, it was tons. But when I did the Midwest Rappers Ball, somebody gracefully gave me a chance on that stage at that time, because 2010 was when I really started taking my rap career seriously. So somebody, you know what I'm saying, brought me in into that, and you know what I'm saying, just so happened my movement was already being followed, and again, I wasn't aware. So when I got in and I won a trophy, and just from that one night, that had launched me to the magazine company and launched me also to the broadcasting TV show. So, you know what I'm saying? When people say, you know, go out here and get in these showcases, get out here and get in these showcases, no matter how big or how small they are, because you never know who you're going to meet or who you're going to network with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're definitely right about that. Now, if you had to describe Cuddy Cut to someone, how would you describe yourself from the outside looking in?
Oh, wow, good question. I'll describe Cuddy Cut as determined and motivated and a conqueror and mm-hmm. someone of great faith and someone with belief. I will also, you know, describe Cuddy Cut as someone who has been disappointed and someone who has been hurt or let down a time or two, but see, Cuddy Cud took her rage and disappointments and failures and life lessons as a stepping stone to her future. So now I would you know what I'm saying, describe Cutty Cud as a leader, because that's whom I've become.
I like that. I love how you responded to that. That's a good point, because a lot of people, you know, don't leave these, they do what they got to do, but they still don't consider themselves a leader for the simple fact they didn't make that mark that they wanted to make. In order
mm-hmm.
to make that mark that you want to make, you have to perceive yourself as being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
a lot
wanna,
of people don't understand
and you,
that.
And they will have the, they have to be ready for that leadership position. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know what they went through prepared them for the leadership position. So all it's waiting on is for them to step up and take it.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you consider yourself more of an MC or entertainer?
Oh, man, I consider myself I consider myself an MC. I mean, I could be an entertainer, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not out here, you know, to do the Dougie, you know what I'm saying? Nor, which is perfectly fine, you know what I'm saying? Which is perfectly fine. Get your crowd, you know what I'm saying? But I'm more of an MC, you know what I'm saying? I make sense, you know what I'm saying? I give you storylines. I give you something to think about, you know what I'm saying? Something in my music, something you're going to run across, you're going to identify with it.
You send that message out to make this person sit down and think, let me rewind this track again. Let me listen again. And
so it is exactly.
To get that message across. Now,
exactly.
If you had the chance to perform with some of the artists that's out right now in the music industry, who would it be?
Oh, so you mean with, like, with
male, female, hip hop.
Oh,
R&D.
My God, man. I would die with everything in me. I mean, I would, like, get hit by a car running to the studio for Missy Elliott, man. I'm, like,
wow.
A huge, enormous fan of Missy Elliott, really. I was supposed to be Jessica, except I would have kept it going. You know what I'm saying? And the day I was going audition, when they was doing auditions for her, the Missy Elliott show, I actually lost my car that morning. So I was, like,
wow.
So disappointed.
Wow.
But, man, Missy, I would love to work with Missy. I love her music, even from her singing, her sound, everything. I love her creativity. I love Missy Elliott.
So Missy Elliott is definitely one. And I like her style. Even when she first came out, she had a totally different style from every female out there.
Artist,
and she
yes.
still got that style.
Yes, she does. That new joint with her and J. Cole, off the chain.
Oh, yeah. And what I like about Missy Elliott, she didn't care what nobody said. She still did what she had to do.
Yes, she did.
No matter what was the format, of way she did it, of how
yes,
it was done. You understand? And she still took it to a whole nother level.
Yes, she did. And that's why I respect her so much. I respect Missy so much for that.
Yes, she did. Now, I want to get into another single you did. That's
okay.
That's hitting hard.
Okay.
Dear God.
Okay.
What made you name this single that title, Dear God?
Because, you know, a lot of people sometimes is ashamed of God, or a lot of people at times may feel like they're the only ones who pray in their private rooms or cry out to God, when I just wanted to make it blatant and clear, it's okay, you know what I'm saying? God rule everything. Without God, nothing would be rotating, you know what I'm saying? Without God, we wouldn't even be alive, so I just wanted to make it okay to send prayers up to Him, and you know, a lot of times I go through stuff, so I wanted to let people know, yeah, I talk to God despite of what anyone thinks I should or shouldn't do, anything like that. But it's okay to reach out to God.
And I definitely honor you for that. And we're going to get into that so they can know exactly what you're talking about. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by Cutty Cud, taking y'all on a whole nother level. This is DQ Palace.
Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Cutty cut, letter to God. my thoughts in the heart, cause I'm falling apart. Started off in the church singing praises to God. Ended up in the streets mimicking all the moms. Money counting in the dark, Smith and Wesson my charge. Not a phony cutty is, who she be, who I are. And I'm dodging the darts with a fist in the car. Memories of the scars with a wish to the stars. God, wherever you are, make me go over the star. Brand new, I need you like a student to teach you. The church will see preachers, but it's like I don't mean just me. Yeah, I like to play in the dirt, but the punishment hurts. Tell me what is my worth. I've been single since birth, making life up this earth. What a curse. I regurg, just take, falling short of my faith. Pressing for better days on my pills, or I lay. Will I see pearly gates of the fire awake with a conscience again? Clear my vision, the waves in my veins. Retaliation remains, TSI remains. Sinking sin of my brain, feeling like I'm insane, but I'm sane.
I love that track and that format you put it in. And that's with Jadakiss, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the Jadakiss track, yeah.
Yeah, because that was the one for Biggie. And I love
how
you didn't even try to
Biggie
change
one, yeah.
It about. Exactly, how you just put your format to it and made it just go the way it flow.
Exactly.
You know? And that's what's good about, you know, how you do your music, because you're taking it to another level of a female artist that a lot of females actually don't take it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not also doing music. You're like the CEO for the You Are More Worth organization for molested, rape, and beaten women. What made you start that organization?
Well, you know, it was things that I had went through, you know, back when I was younger. Similar to the same thing of molestation, or you know, even an incident where it came close to gang rape, and I never, you know, even when I told, you know, I wasn't, no one believed me, and being out here as a female is, I run into a lot of females, I talk to a lot of females, and it seems as if a lot of young girls are going through the same identical thing, and the population is increasing, sadly. You know what I'm saying? Going from molested, whether it was the uncle, the father. The father sleeping with the daughter is something new to me now. You know, or they're out here being raped. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females that are in strippers or porn stars or what have you, it's because of that occurred back in their days of living. And a lot of people aren't going to believe them or don't believe them, or they're scared to talk, or they continuously abuse themselves. So I got tired of seeing that, so I figured I'd reach out and help, or whomever would talk to me, I would embrace them just to let them know it's okay. It's others out there, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go through it alone.
Wow. And that's the good thing about it, because, you know, that's the point you're making. Even nobody care, you letting them know that you're still there and you're
yep.
willing to help them out.
Yep. Because a lot of people sign them off. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people see them and just sign them off. Oh, she fast, or oh, she just wow. She just want to run around here and pop these kids, and don't even know what's going on. Don't even know that this girl just done fought for her life. 6 of her years had something taken from her. Don't even know she being repeatedly raped by this man, or don't even know why she's selling herself as a prostitute right now. Don't sign these girls off. Help these girls.
Exactly. I definitely agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also have, is it Leaf Entertainment?
It's Life. Actually, I took the
life.
Word Life and scrambled the letters around a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, so you have the Life Entertainment for the
yes.
Youth Official Swag Tag Team Cancer
yes.
Society. And
yes.
that's what I mean by, I say you're doing so much, which is a very very good thing. Explain that to us.
Okay, life is entertainment. You know, I reach out to my young fellas as well. You know what I'm saying? For the young guys out here that's going ham because maybe pops wasn't in their life right, or maybe their mom's not paying that much attention, or maybe their mother sent them off without finding out why they misbehaving in school or making the moves they making in the streets. So instead of constantly seeing my fellas in jail or my fellas robbing or running to grab a gun, I'm not going to send them off. I'm going to embrace them. Life Entertainment also is an artist and development organization, whereas if they want to get into rapping, not just the males but the females as well, whether they want to get into rapping, whether they want to get into singing, whether they want to learn how to play an instrument, just an artist and development course. I have professional musicians that will teach them. I have professional vocalists that are vocal trained, rap artists that will help them out. You know, we have events where we'll take them to, you know, hoop a little bit, play basketball, football, swim, you know, take them to the show, take them out to see some things, you know what I'm saying? Get them off the block, let them know it's more than, oh, I got to sell this to come up, I got to do this to do that. No, let them know it's greater. I mean, let them know they could still be doctors and nurses and lawyers and paralegals and, heck, if they want to walk on the moon, walk on the moon. But a bar near rises and get them out of this same cycle of life that the generation is living in.
I hear you. We actually have a caller on the line for you. Caller,
okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
hello.
You have Cuddy Cudd on the line?
Hello,
how you doing?
How are you? I'm doing
fine.
So, have you made any videos or what's your...
Yes,
you know, what's
your
big move?
Yes, I actually have made a few videos. I'm actually in the making for a video at this present time right now. I'm working on my LP album, an official album, or official single, shall I say. So I'm working on the video now, but I do have videos you can check out on YouTube. My username is going to be Cuddy Cudd 1, all together, C-U-D-D-I, C-U-D-D, and the number 1, all together, Cuddy Cudd 1.
Okay. How long you say you've been in the business?
Say that again.
How long have you been in the business?
Well, I was singing already. I just started taking my rap serious in 2010. So I was already singing at the age of 4. But I just really started pushing forward.
Wow, that's what's up. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
You know, keep your head to the top, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have another call on the line for you, Cuddy.
Okay.
Cola, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We have Cuddy Cudd on the line.
Hey,
how
Cuddy,
you doing?
Good. How are
you?
You?
Doing? Great.
Good. You know I'm a fan. My favorite is Dear God. So.
Okay.
that's my favorite. My favorite is Dear God. I mean, I do, you know, like the other track as well, but my favorite is Dear God.
Okay.
And my only advice would be to continue to put God first, and as you see, everything else falls into play.
Yes, I do. Yes, thank you so much, Lavina.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Now, Cuddy, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Can anyone get involved with your organization, or do you have it all stapled out already?
Yes, anyone could get involved with my organization. I don't know if you heard of this. I recently saw Cease the Fire. It's a organization. I'm not sure where all their branched off at, but it's an organization in Chicago that's called Cease the Fire. And what they do is they go to the neighborhoods, like we have neighborhoods like Inglewood, you know, the Robert Taylor Homes when they were up, you know, the projects neighborhood where it's increased of death rates for the youth, and I'm trying to get them, you know, work with them right now. I reached out to them, but anybody who wants to get involved with this organization, I am looking for volunteers. I am looking for sponsors. I am looking for some support. I'm working on putting a proposal together for endorsements. So, yeah, I'm reaching out, and yeah, anyone could participate in the organization.
Now, not only are you involved with an organization, you also starting your first autobiography, Lost to
Be
Found.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You're doing a lot of things. Now, tell us about that. You know, what made you want to start your autobiography? You're doing so much now. You know, what actually made you want to start it, and how are you balancing all this out?
Okay, what made me wanted to start the autobiography, because a lot of people, really even to this day, I feel like don't understand me. You know what I'm saying? They get, you know, one perception of me, and they run with it, but they really don't know who I am and why I've become who I am. And it was times where I was so lost, even up to a year ago, I was lost. You know what I'm saying? So to get people to understand me more, not that I have to explain myself to them, but better give them, again, better perception of me, and they'll be able to, okay, cool, I see why she, you know what I'm saying, whereas it wasn't, won't always be a judgment, you know what I'm saying, or somebody just calling this shot out or saying this or saying that, and they really don't know. So I just want to give people more understanding of me and who I am, because people look at me and they say, oh, you're so strong. You know, you never break down. That's just because of whom God created me to be at this point in time. But you have to know what I've been through to be who I am right now.
Mm. Now, do you plan on starting self-publishing, or do you plan on publishing, being a publisher to publish your book when you finish and you get everything?
Now, I'm seeking publishing. Now, I was thinking of self-publishing, but again, like you said, I have tons of things under my belt right now. So I was really looking for this to go out. I feel like this could be a worldwide, international book that could be read. Again, like I say, by me having all these organizations, I can communicate, you know what I'm saying, the same way a Gwendolyn Brooks book would be able to communicate, you know what I'm saying, or Pablo Picasso painting. So I want it to be international.
Mm. Oh, okay. Now, if it came down to you writing a book or doing your music, which one would you prefer?
Oh, wow. Music. That's just, I could tell a story in that itself. It's just a passion. That's just my heart. That is my job. That is my 9-to-5. That is my check, my music. That's my heart.
And I know it definitely is, because what I want to do right now, I want to get into another one of your singles, Rack City.
Okay.
Tell us about Rack City.
Oh, Rack City Remix was just something I was clowning around with, just to show a little personality on this track. I actually thought about Nicki Minaj a little bit when I did it. So I just did it to be basically a little bit silly, but to let them know it's still Rack City, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we definitely going to get into that. All right,
okay.
Dawgs and Divas. This is another single by Cuddy Cudd, Rack City. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
If you dare other bitch, put Rack City first. Walking money bag, I was born from a purse. Hold that precedence, keys to the hearse. Rack City bitch, you keep waiting to the first. Cash, change, fun, capital, rack, assets, wealth, profitable, almighty dollar, filthy green, cabin collar, pocket money, busy, moolah, faces, bread, greenback, tons of zero.
Rack City bitch, 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 10, 20s and them 50s bitch, Rack City 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 bitch, 10, 20s and them 50s bitch.
My closet is the house itself, so you can say I'm stuck on self-pedal, pushing what I want, take a trip when I won't, call a favor from the favor, just to give me what I want. Sleep at night, uncomfortable. My pants, they tight, my stomach's full.
City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack, Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack, Rack City, bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack, Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack, Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack, Rack City, bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s, bitch.
Will you see me in a club?
100, 100.
Will you see me in a mall?
100, 100.
When I'm paying all my bills?
100.
From the air,
rack,
like the
city, bitch, rack, rack, city, bitch.
Cash,
yes, we have a caller on the line for you, Cuddy. I love that too. I love that track too. Rack City, bitch. Rack, rack. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Cuddy Cut on the line.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Yeah, that Rack City. Yeah, I can relate. That, you know, like the other caller was saying about Dear God, that was really, I mean, seriously, that touched the heart right there.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, all I can say is, you know what you're doing. You're doing a damn good job.
Thank you.
And just keep reaching to the top, because it's so many... It's so many people out there that have the wisdom to do different things, but they're not going for it, you know.
Okay.
And it sounds like you're trying to go to the top, regardless. You know, I was listening to you talk with the other caller and say that you've been doing it since you was four, but you just decided to do it, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, maybe not even a couple of years. I mean, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And where you were talking about, you know, the molestation and things like that, it's so many black women, well, women period, that's living a lie right now because they're scared to even talk about it. Because nobody's going to believe them.
Been there,
done that, you know. You tell it, you get your ass whooped.
You
know,
you're right.
You were just a fast-ass little girl, whatever, you know, the reason was. I've been there. Been there. And God knows it hurts so much, you know, that you have to go ahead, you have to go through life living a lie about what someone done to you. No one wants to believe you, you know. And only God knows, and you know what actually happened. And that person is walking around like, you know, I did it, so what?
Right. Yeah.
You know, some of them may have even went on to their grave. And like I said, I can relate to that. I've been there, done that. It's not a damn good feeling at all. You know, and when it turns around, the tables turn around that you're the one that caused the whatever the problem was. No, I wasn't. You had no control of it.
You're right.
You know, but you have to keep going on in life, like, you know.
You're
You know, dad, uncle, brother, whoever, whoever.
You're right.
Did this to me, and I got to live a lie.
You're right.
Because no one would believe me. And it hurts in the end. You know, and so many people are messed up behind that situation that they had to go through that in life, and it still hurts.
Yeah, and you're right.
You know,
you
may
right.
live to be 150 years old. Or, I mean, you know, God bless anybody to live that old, but I'm even saying 100 years old. If this happened to you when you were 9 or 10 years old, can you imagine how it hurts? If you're living a lie, but you were so scared to go out there and reveal it, that it's nothing you can do about it. Because the people that did it to you, it's probably either dead and gone, or if you did tell it, you end up getting your ass whooped because you were the little fast-ass girl walking around.
Yeah. Hello?
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 I think her call dropped.
Okay.
But, yeah, she was definitely getting deep into it.
Yeah, she was getting super deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really was. I was sitting here like, okay. But, Cuddy, we actually running out of time. That caller that called, I want to thank you for calling in. We do apologize for your call dropping. But, Cuddy, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. I want you to give the listeners all your information so they can hear your show. I mean, hear your music, know where, you know, they can find it at, listen to it and everything, because we have a lot of listeners listening on the line.
I'm not going to give 50 million links to them. So if anybody want to check out any music, find out what's going on with me, even contact me. All you have to do is Google Cuddy Cud. That's C-U-D-D-I-C-U-D-D, all one word, Cuddy Cud. Send it right through your Google and I'm going to pop right up.
All right. Now, let me ask you before we go off there, do you have any performances coming up or anything?
I actually decided to put together the Respect to Female Showcase. It's a showcase because I feel like, you know, not at all times, all women, you know, not all, but some women don't receive, you know, the respect they get, especially out here in the game. You know, the fellas going to hold each other up. You know, they focused on their movement. Females, you know, some of them hating on each other, so they can't unify together. So I put together Respect the Female Showcase March 5th at the Zone in Chicago, Illinois. That's located at 16300 Dixie Highway. It's going to be free before 10:30, $10 after. I'm giving a free shot of, you know, the your thing to the first 25 customers. And I'm going to have 22 female artists is doing their thing on stage, from singing to poetry to rapping. And, you know, I got Fuzzy from Power 92.3 in the building, Ms. D of VA Management, Go Boys Entertainment. It's going to be nice. It's going to be off the chain.
All right. No doubt. Now, is there any shout-outs you want to give, Cuddy?
Oh, man, I want to give a shout-out to GQ Palace. Lavina, you most definitely. I want to give a shout out to the callers and the listeners. I want to give a shout out to my family, my friends, my loved ones, producers, directors, everybody who believed in me, everybody who didn't believe in me, and a major shout out to God for creating a human being like myself.
All right. All right, because, you know, you're welcome back anytime. If you got some material, just send it in. If you want us to play it, you, like you said, Lavina, she's executive producer, send it to her. I'll be like, Lavina, you know, play this on the air. Let us know. I want to play this on the air. It's never a problem.
Okay, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you again for joining us, Cuddy.
Thank you, too.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Viola Brown with her GQ General Question. I want to thank K Desert. Look out for him, because he's on a rise and he's taking the music industry to another level with Bam Records. I want to thank Cuddy Cud. Watch out for her, because she's definitely taking the industry by storm. Don't forget, it's going down tomorrow night at the Paradise Theater. My swagger is crazy, birthday bash, and it's the Harlem Night Edition. GQ Palace will be in a building celebrating our very own T.C. Holland birthday, and Fat Cat will also be in the building celebrating his birthday. It's going to be bananas, so get those tickets. I want to thank you, the listeners, but most of all, I want to thank the man up above, because without him, none of this will be possible. Don't forget to check out GQ Palace Radio on Facebook. Look for us on Twitter, Global 14, YouTube, Blogspot, and hear some of the hottest artists that was on the show already on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend from all of us at GQ Palace, Love Entertainment, where dreams come true. See ya.
It is butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Uh-oh. I told you motherfuckers I wasn't going nowhere. It's your boy Mikey D, man. And I'ma keep it simple for y'all, man. Pay attention. Got me in a strange position. I'm hot, and I am what the game's been missing. I put my life on my words, and my words on the mic. Should I write, gonna send all these birds in the flight. You ain't invincible, I will touch you, nigga. We ain't breaking bread together, so fuck you, nigga. You want your mans to come and help, but they roll too late. Fuck around like after seven, get your whole crew eight. That's metaphorical, historical. This is your memorial. Played many cats before you. Should've read the editorial. Get it all of you. Anytime you call, I ain't worried about the size. One rhyme fits all. I'ma brawl till I fall. I ain't scared of y'all. Put a million on the table. I'm prepared to ball. Respect the game. Niggas better check the name. If the shit get out of hand, I gotta check with pain. Hey. Overnight flu, real MCs on the track. Spit that real, get you high. Y'all niggas need some of that. While these other clowns are fighting like fleas on my back. Push your wig to the rear, plant a bug in your ear. I'm the man this year, and you love what you hear. My spitting is hitting. From the basement to the kitchen, from the diner to the living, any room that I'm missing. Ain't no hissing from the system, got it locked like prison. My focus is X-ray, you can't block my vision. Product of the environment, hotter than firemen. Send comp into retirement, it's still inspiring. Younger cats, want the facts. How your boy, bring it back, I just laced the track. With some of this, some of that. Shook it up, put it out on my own shit. 100% publishing and I own it.
Good things come to those who wait,
and I've been waiting for a long time. I told y'all, it's nothing to me, man. I've been doing this, you know what I mean? Things that I forgot, y'all are just learning, man. You know what I mean? I was ahead of my time before, and y'all are just catching up. Now it's time for me to take off again, you feel me? The industry will not dictate who got talent. Social time in my life. So the rhymes that I write, gotta shine, so I could be the line in the light. Everybody better stay in their lane, better be on a strong team for real, if they playing the game. I ain't here to win a Grammy or to platinum it out, or to spit shit everybody else is yapping about. Those who know me know I'm capable of deading the best, chopping them down to pieces and shredding what's left. I'm relentless with a sentence and my verbal game is endless. Got a killer camp behind me, my followers tremendous. First coming when I came, y'all was running from the name, spit flame. Then came the thunder and the rain. Coming when I come with the trumpets and the drum. And you on your knees praising who the flow is coming from. Put your hands together to the Father and the Son. For breathing breath in my lungs, now the argument is done.